about. You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, radio, time for you to tell me what this all means.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's been a great day. Our avocado adventure. Actually, we also saw a dog eat an avocado today.
Right.
The Grove we were just visiting.
Yes.
Their dogs ate avocados, and they are have the shiniest, healthiest looking coat.
Should we really have exotic pets?
Bean, you are such an idiot. Stupid. Your face is an exploding pimple.
Love, love, love you, baby. Love you, baby.
Oh, the beat's about to kick in.
You know what? Turn it up.
And now.
Okay, is everybody ready for facials?
Our feature presentation.
That's disturbing. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 27th of March.
Good morning.
How were your days yesterday?
I want to hear about Jensen, because he was napping against the wall a little bit in between breaks yesterday.
Standing up, which is a strange way to nap.
Weird.
Yeah, well, you got to get in where you fit in.
Okay.
Monday night, I went to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Sabrina Carpenter, pop star extraordinaire, was in town.
Okay.
And it's the first time I've stayed up really past like 10:30 since I took this job 6 months ago.
Oh, wow. Right.
And so I got to bed at like midnight when I got home back to the Valley. And, it hurts so much.
Yeah.
There was like a film over my life. Do you know what I mean? Like just an overall.
Like cheesecloth, yeah.
It's just, it feels like a 70s movie on reel.
Like everybody else is moving at full speed and you're just sort of.
Everything is just
not
tired.
A part of it.
Yeah, I said it was John Legend's movie, John Legend's song Imagine. I'm already there, guys.
Yeah.
I got
you really
5 hours. But I got home last night, or yesterday. It's all 1 hour to me. And I pull the car into the garage, and I close the garage, and I go in, and I start napping, and I hear my phone go off, and it's my wife, and I look down, and it says, the garage is still open. I was like, okay, that makes sense, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back outside, hit the garage again, and I hear sort of a and I look back, and I didn't pull the car all the way in the garage.
No.
Yes.
So the garage completely smashed
the back of your car.
Yes.
Jensen.
Yeah. But when you're that tired, don't you go, time for a nap?
Well, yeah, I kind of just shrug shoulders, but I mean, there's like a $1,200 worth of damage.
Oh man.
No.
Yeah. And I knew it was because I was tired, because there's no world where I, number one, would have not noticed it. Two,
didn't hear anything.
And it's not even close. Like, it's not close.
Right.
You know the idea where you're like, oh, it's just a couple inches.
Right.
But no, it was like not even.
You were like halfway in your garage.
Yeah.
Don't. Most of those garage doors have a thing where if they encounter anything, it goes right back up.
I'm going to tell you something I said to myself. I thought so, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought so, too. Not at this one.
Maybe it just really had to hit it before it went back up.
Did you research whether this one should have had that and it was just made poorly?
I did a little. Because it's the back of the car, there's a possibility that the trigger is at the bottom of the garage.
Uh-huh.
So it would have had to have the wheels, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Like the laser would have hit the wheels. My car, the butt was all the way out of the garage, but the wheels
wasn't hitting
in
the wheels.
The
so
garage.
The laser went right under your car, and it seemed like
or right past it,
yeah.
And my butt of the car popped out.
Mm.
Yeah,
yikes!
Anyway, so your butt was crushed.
Yes.
That's what happened?
I mean, upside, it was your garage.
Yeah,
and you were napping in your own house.
Yes.
There you go.
That's the upside?
Yeah, because you could have pulled into someone else's garage
right.
And then just walked right in the house
napped
and started taking
house.
A nap.
Well, it does seem like a bit of a stretch, Allie, but
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
She's trying to look at it positively, but I'm not positive it's working.
But I got 5 or 6 hours worth of nap.
All right.
That's not a nap.
That's just a
that's
sleep.
That's a full night's sleep.
Yeah, so I do feel better.
I
feel energized, but... with much less money.
You know what's funny is that you'll get used to that and you'll start staying out later and later.
Mm.
And then you come in at like midnight or one, and you just go, okay, tomorrow's going to suck.
Right.
But at least I can take a nap.
I hope I can do that.
Yeah,
I will say this. A Monday is a choice, though.
Mm.
Like I'll stay out later, like a Wednesday, Thursday. that's not even a problem. But a Monday, it kind of sets the tone for your week.
And also, you've been more willy-nilly on Friday, Saturday.
Right.
And so you have less sleep.
Right.
So Monday's not the one to do it on.
Yeah, it's not ideal. So it should be something you definitely want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So just think about that in the future.
All right. I want to tell you a story about that happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
You know, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is happening April 26th.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
At the Microsoft Theater, you got yourself some Ray Romano, some Felipe Esparza, some Adam Ray, some Greg Fitzsimmons, mm-hmm. Eddie If, Jamie Lee, plus the Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! So the relationship that I have with my daughter, I've spent her entire life saying, look, the stuff that scares you, go do it.
Right.
Because that's the stuff that really makes your life exciting.
It's like gold, yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, it's too scary, and they back off, and then they never really experience being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I've lived my life that way. If something is frightening, do it immediately. So when you brought it up in the meeting, my response was, that's so far outside our comfort zone.
Yes.
We have to say yes, because I live by that credo.
I think that's a great credo.
So I was talking to my daughter last night, and I was explaining that to her, and she said, Dad, don't you think there need to be limits?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, sure, but this is just, I think it's a win-win. We go into this, and no one expects anything.
Exactly. Right. Low expectations.
So if we're terrible, it's funny, no one cares.
Yep.
If we're okay, so like we're a 0 out of 10, that's what people expect.
Yeah, they got what they expected.
If we show up and we kill...
Right, record deal.
In our heads. Uh-huh. No, it's a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
But people are like, all right.
Right.
They did better than I thought.
Sure. Yes.
So that I explained to her it was a win-win.
Yeah.
And then she stuck the dagger in my heart.
Oh no.
And she said, honestly, I think Bean's going to step up and win.
That's an incredible bitch.
My daughter, she said, I think Bean's going to win. And by the way, not joking.
No, she wasn't.
Because I said immediately, aren't you supposed to be on my side no matter what?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. It just seems like under that pressure on the stage.
Yeah, he would step up.
He's going to step up.
Mm-hmm. And he totally will.
I also think a lot of practice. He's a practice guy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you got to step up with practice.
Right. Yeah. All of what you guys are saying is right, but my daughter.
Yeah. You expect from us.
Flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, come
even
on now.
Even lie to you.
Right. Yeah. You don't believe it. Doesn't matter. Just say, oh, you're going to do great and move on.
Yeah.
Mm. No. She had to spell it out.
The Vegas odds, I'm not going to lie to you, are not in your favor. I call the casino.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's
you are. What do you guys think right now? Jensen? You think Bean is going to win this?
Oh, I don't want to say that.
By the way, who's going to judge?
I think the audience judges.
The audience.
Okay. Audience judges. Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think you will do... I think if you get together with the reading, and it's not bees and beers, I think you have a shot.
If it's not she's kerosene, everything's okay?
I just think if you read it and you stay in cadence, you will win it. But I think Bean is going to do that part. Like, I think he's going to...
So
it's going to be about reading.
So you think he will do it, and if I do, maybe
I'll...
You got
a shot, yeah.
Really?
It's going to be about eye-hand coordination.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got that like crazy.
Okay.
Allie?
What?
Your thoughts?
We're running up against the clock. So
not really.
We
have about a minute. Who do you think's going to win it?
Honestly,
I just want to make sure. I want to understand if everyone's against me. Because that will drive me.
I want you.
And I'll kill.
Right? Your mom's spaghetti and all that.
right? Sure.
Here's the honest to God truth.
Okay.
Who wins? We all do.
Okay?
Regardless of what happens, we all win.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like...
Another dodge, however.
The rap was in us along the way, and that was...
Wasn't the winner us the whole way?
The winner was the rap inside of us the whole way. What? I mean, it's going to be great.
Another dodge.
Yeah,
Who do you think's going to do better?
I would go to this just for...
Right.
The rap battle.
Another
and
dodge.
Then you see the people on the bill, and you're like, what? I get these people on top of the rap battle?
I'm going to just keep it a bean.
This looks like quite the show. Tickets
I
on sale.
I want you to answer my question.
Tickets on sale Friday
Bean,
at
Kevin.
10.
Bean
so
Kevin.
I can't wait.
Kevin Bean. Bean Kevin.
Kevin and Bean as a team. will bring it home.
You're dodging. At least Jensen says he thinks Bean might practice more, and so I'm at a deficit.
That's a great way to put it.
He is practicing right now. I guarantee it.
Well, he doesn't even have the rep yet.
It doesn't matter.
He's doing other reps.
Yeah, he's met up with Stormzy over there in England.
Good pull.
He's rapping over there. Yeah.
So you think you
get easy words that you can say consecutively,
right?
You will be fine.
I'm not sure what that means. Riley's been very good at dodging this question.
You'll do great.
So I assume that means Bean.
No.
Everybody thinks Bean is going to win.
No. We all win. I said
that. Yeah, I know. I heard you say that, but that's a complete dodge of the actual question.
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be up to it's going to be up to practice. That's where I'm sitting. And right now, Bean is, I believe, going
to
practice.
Why don't you think I'm going to practice? It scares the crap out of me to be in front of 6,000 people doing something that...
We are moving it to Staples Center. Okay. The demand was so huge.
Actually, we just moved it to Troubadour. You're in luck. Just moved it to the Palladium.
This is trouble.
All right. It's going to happen Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. And tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
10 a.m.
I can't wait.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is why I drink.
Matt Money Smith joins us in studio.
In studio?
Yep. He never does that, right?
No.
He's got a new show on. TV show.
Looks pretty good. It's like if an obstacle course met The Running Man, the movie.
Sure. Yeah, I like that.
It's a good way to sell it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We are going to talk to Sweet James Bergener about the Jussie Smollett thing.
I hope he can walk us through this.
We need an expert.
Because it really is boggling our minds that everything was such a slam dunk, and then in 1 second, record wipe clean, everything dropped.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. $10,000 in community service and no need to admit to anything that went wrong.
So nuts.
Actually,
it's crazy.
Say you're innocent.
Oh, and he's sticking with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin Amin's soundbite bracket.
Woo!
Update.
Oh, yeah.
We have a final four.
A fabulous four.
We have a finishing four.
Fantastic four.
I'll go with fabulous.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
That's what I meant
to say. Yeah, maybe when we're on the phone with James, we should also ask him about the times we've messed up and said it. Yeah.
Drunk shopping. Oh. Are you a person who shops when you're drunk, especially online? I mean, some of us here are.
I remembered one that I did, and it's going to make you laugh.
Sweet. And also Bob Saget. Bob Saget will be in studio as well. We will 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55. Allie is here. What's happening?
You guys, I was really, really bummed to see that Ranking Roger passed away yesterday at the age of 56. He ruled so hard, just the best. He, of course, was in The Beat, which we all know here in North America as English Beat. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, you don't know who Ranking Roger is?
No, I don't recognize the name.
Well, I didn't recognize the name, but then I recognized, obviously, English Beat.
Okay.
And you'd recognize his voice. Him and Dave Wakeling were just amazing together. Right. Then he was done with The Beat. They broke up, and he went on to be with Dave Wakeling in General Public. And he just has one of the most amazing voices ever. Did a ton of work with Sting along the way. Stuff with Pato Bantan. Just an amazing,
amazing
voice.
Up names.
No. Here's the thing. He had a mini stroke in 2018, and then he was diagnosed with 2 brain tumors and lung cancer.
Wow.
So it's like everything just came down on top of him. And it was mentioned on The Beat's Facebook page confirming his passing, adding, "He fought and fought and fought. Roger was a fighter." If you don't recognize the name, you will indeed recognize the English Beat, probably their biggest hit. Mirror in the bathroom, please don't freak. The door is locked, just you and me. Can I take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables? You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Totally, 100%.
100%.
Of course.
And then, to me, it was one of the quintessential songs of the 80s, and I think the message is even more important now, and that is General Public song Tenderness. No. Mama, don't do it during a...
Wait, is
that... No.
Just kill a man.
I didn't know this was them.
Mm-mm.
That's not them.
No, not during a eulogy.
I wish you could see Ellie's face. She's so disappointed. All right, here's the song. course.
Of course.
So good.
When I was a kid, and I listened to K-Rock in the 80s, this was it. This was like this music, and then you've got the Depeche Mode, and you've got the Smiths, and that, to me, is quintessential K-Rock.
Yeah. Oh, funny, I think it's Weezer doing the Toto song.
Mm. Sure.
Times have changed, guys. Times have changed, perhaps.
Oh, Owl City would be very, yeah.
So rest in peace, Ranking Roger. You don't remember even hearing his name during songs when they go, Ranking Roger!
I'm not good with lyrics and or names.
Okay. So. But you recognize both those songs.
Oh, yeah,
I saw
of course.
You doing a little ska dance over there.
Those are jams.
Those are good.
Absolutely. You guys, Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
I don't know if this was a mistake, according to the AMC Theater website, but they have since deleted this, but they had the runtime up.
Okay.
Good. Good God.
Does that matter?
There's like a slight rumor that there might be an intermission.
Well.
Oh, no.
With this runtime, I think there should be.
What's the runtime?
The runtime, according to the AMC Theater website, which has since pulled it, 3 hours and 2 minutes.
That's what the rumor has been for a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Marvel movies tend to run a little long anyway. They're 2 hours, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 21 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Age of Ultron, 2 hours, 21 minutes. Captain America Civil War, 2 hours, 27 minutes. But 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
You got to bring like a butt pad. Butt starts getting uncomfortable, especially with those hemorrhoids. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying
seems
that can't be
specific.
That's a different kind of endgame.
Right.
Thank you.
I've never had hemorrhoids, but I can imagine they'd be horrible.
Sure.
What? But 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Too long.
That's a long, yes. long movie. Even if it's great, you go 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I mean,
how about some editing?
They do have, they have a lot to wrap up
sure.
in this movie.
Sure.
But maybe split into two movies.
I don't think any movie should be longer than 1 hour and 40 minutes.
I am with you.
That's the long.
I'm yeah. fine with that as well. And yet, Endgame, I'll be there
5-6 times.
Yep.
Too long.
Absolutely.
It may be too long, but I can't wait.
Yeah, can't absolutely. Wait. You guys, some birthdays for you. We've got some serious musicians.
Okay.
Mariah Carey,
mm-hmm.
Fergie, Jessie J, and then we've got actors Nathan Fillion. And Pauly Perrette, and director Quentin Tarantino. And that.
I mean,
glorious. Everyone, gather around.
Couldn't hit this
up. We have a finishing four.
Is this our one shining moment montage?
This is what a winner sounds like.
The ball is tipped, and there you are.
Here you are.
You're running for your life. You're a shooting star.
Sounds like a champion to me.
No one knows just how hard you worked. But now it's shows.
Sing it if you know it.
In one shining moment, it's all on the line. In one shining moment, they're full.
All right, that's enough of that. We know how it goes. That song sucks.
Well, that song might be about beautiful. Me because I seem to be quite a winner here.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Are you filling out the bracket and it seems to be backing you up?
I'm 3 out of 4.
Wow.
We do the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket at krock.com, and you can go vote. You can listen to both clips, and then you can pick one as a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're up to the final... To the...
No.
To the...
Finishing four.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, that's what I meant.
Does the lawyer not staring at you through the window not get you kind of in the right mood here? Say the right word.
I'm just saying I stopped.
All right. We have March Insanity.
Exactly. So the last round was Hot Cheetos against Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, and those were in the...
That's tough.
What did we call that one? The Exciting Eight.
Yes.
And now we're getting into the Finishing Four.
And Mr. Rogers lost, and Hot Cheetos moved on.
That's right. And it was... I mean, 56% to Hot Cheetos, 44% to Mr. Rogers.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, that's a battle.
So then it was Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying
mm-hmm.
against Victor Fuentes.
Yeah.
And Victor Fuentes beat that.
Yeah.
So he's ahead.
That's the only one I got wrong. 60% to Victor Fuentes,
mm-hmm.
40% to Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
You thought... We were lying?
We were lying.
We?
No. I had both Hot Cheetos and Victor Fuentes going into me.
Look at you.
Fabulous
finishing
four. Right, uh-huh.
Then Rodney went up against, I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
And that's the body of worker, Rodney.
Right.
That's everything he's said over the years.
And Rodney won that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was 55% to Rodney, 45% to I Don't Watch the News.
That's closer than I thought it would be.
Well,
to
get
be
ready
honest.
For close.
Okay.
You see how white people do? Went mm-hmm. up against Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga was for sure the Cinderella of the tournament. These mm-hmm. are both underdogs mm-hmm. who moved on to the exciting eight.
Yeah.
And boy.
Lady Gaga!
Boy, was this close.
How close are we talking?
Allie last night was just dying. She was just like texting and going, this can't be happening.
Please lose. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
Do you guys know how this came up, by
no,
the way?
No.
I don't.
Somebody asked me the other day, why were you so excited yeah. to yell Lady
that?
Gaga?
Yeah.
It was during right before the Super Bowl, and they were going to announce who was going to be performing. And Ralph said, do you guys have any guesses? We went through, I'd say, 4 minutes of naming bands, and he was getting increasingly mad. He's like, this is so easy. Think of one of the biggest singers in the world.
He was giving us all the clues that we needed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I got so excited because I finally realized who it was, and that was my exact reaction was, Lady Gaga! Lady Gaga! So that was a...
Even having said that and mm-hmm. knowing the backstory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an odd delivery.
Oh, totally. It was pure excitement that I finally got something right.
Well, yeah. The excitement has died today.
Oh, why?
51% to You See How White People Do, 49% to Lady Gaga.
How many votes separated the two?
18.
No,
18 votes.
Sir.
18 votes between the two. Also, the most voted on category.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? Because it was at the very bottom.
Yeah.
But that is the upset. And I had that on my bracket. You see how white people do in the finishing four.
You did.
I
wow.
did.
See, I had Rodney as mm-hmm. well. But then I had This Was a Success making oh. it to the final.
Hmm.
Final four. Sorry, Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fantastic.
Fabulous four.
Finishing.
Finishing four.
Finishing doesn't seem right.
It doesn't.
Fabulous.
It
Let's
doesn't.
Go Fabulous.
Let's just not say the real one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So we have Hot Cheetos
yes.
taking on Victor Fuentes.
Which, by the way,
mm-hmm.
First I'll play them for you.
I just love Hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
And then this one.
16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male motherfucking horse. Man, too much information and man.
How do you choose between that and Hot Cheetos?
It's for me.
Because both should win.
It's a battle of the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's Victor's body of work. Because
is that right?
we haven't even brushed the surface with
but
those
Hot
three
Cheetos,
clips.
The kids are so
they are
excited.
Adorable.
And there's so much joy there.
I yeah. agree.
Every time I hear that, I get in a better mood.
Well, I am all Hot Cheetos all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe that it is a drop, a soundbite that brings happiness to anyone who hears it.
Same.
I agree. Okay.
So you go to krock.com and you can vote on that one.
Yep.
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Victor Fuentes.
And we need you because this
yes.
is the home stretch.
And then on Bean's side, the two for him are Rodney and You See How White People Do.
Why?
Well,
maybe they'll be at Coachella next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Oh, yeah, I mean, again, a body of work that's just unparalleled.
It's unbelievable.
Great work.
Against.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
So go to krock.com and you can vote. And then tomorrow we will announce the final, which is one-on-one. And then Friday we will announce the champion.
Who you got, Allie?
I have Victor Fuentes versus Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, come on, Rodney's winning it all. We knew this from the beginning. Right?
I have Rodney Cheetos, which is, you know,
I had Rodney Cheetos as well.
It's the
and I think Rodney loves Cheetos.
Yeah,
I think Rodney wins.
Rodney loves Cheetos.
I think
everybody.
That's a great eulogy.
How does that not happen?
Yeah.
But we don't really get to vote. So
no, you do.
You can do that by going to krock.com. You'll be able to listen to both clips. Then you can vote for which one. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Comedian Bob Saget is here.
Hey.
Early.
Excellent.
He's here early.
He's a good dude.
He's going to come in just after the top of the hour. Right now, Allie is here. What's happening?
We've been talking a little bit about this WrestleMania happening, you guys. April 7th. It's going to be a big one. Although we are all confused as to Colin Jost and Michael Che, the SNL Weekend Update guys, going mm-hmm. and participating. Although, again, maybe Colin Jost gets a chair to the face. I will support that.
That just seems like such a misstep. Just dull.
It seems odd.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see.
We will see.
I think Colin Jost is going to be paralyzed neck down from like a Undertaker tombstone.
Oh, I don't know if we want that that I mean, far.
Fatality.
However, no word if Rob Gronkowski, that just retired from the Patriots, might show up. Maybe Conor McGregor, who just, you know, retired from the UFC via Twitter.
But
that could
the,
all change.
Sexual assault case going on in Ireland. I don't...
Yeah, which is all very strange, mm-hmm. that whole thing, because Ireland cannot reveal anyone that's being accused of sexual assault legally in Ireland. You can't say the person's name. So since December, they've been doing the story about one of their biggest athletic stars in the country has been accused of rape at a hotel in Dublin. And everyone's like, it's Conor McGregor. You can say that it's Conor McGregor.
I'm
legally,
sure everyone
they can't.
There knows.
So now it just came out, I believe, in the New York Times yesterday that it is indeed Conor McGregor. So who knows what is happening with that? This we know. WWE has announced that rock icon Joan Jett will be performing live at WrestleMania. As Ronda Rousey walks into the ring. Yeah, she's been doing Bad Reputation since her UFC days, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Walking in, so that will be kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Joining others that have performed at WWE's biggest events, Snoop Dogg, Pitbull, Kid Rock, Motorhead, Diddy, Run DMC, an eclectic bunch, if you will. So that's going to be exciting, right?
It's also going to be about 8 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be really, they're always really long. This one, I have a feeling, is going to take the cake.
Yeah, a rumored 17 matches.
Oh, good God.
Our friend Matt Fowler always follows that very closely, and Jensen will watch very closely.
I don't think I'll watch the whole thing.
I think you will. Oof. I think you'll get into it 4 hours, you go, this is a long time, then you go get something to eat, you go, I need to see the rest.
I'll wear diapers.
Oh, all right. Is that different from normal TV watching?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. We are going to talk to Sweet Baby James. Sweet Baby James?
Jeez.
That is a song by James Taylor.
Too close. You and him are too close.
That is very concerning.
Did you just accidentally say your pet name?
I did.
All right.
We're going to talk to Sweet James Bergner.
There you go.
In a bit about this whole Jussie Smollett case, because we found out breaking news in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, and we were just trying to grasp
what was
happening.
We're just dumbfounding.
I still am.
We have so many questions about that. How is any of that possible?
Yeah. So if you're just waking up, Chicago prosecutors have dropped all the charges against Jussie Smollett. The Empire star, of course, accused of staging a phony hate crime against himself and making a false police report. Just 16 counts were dismissed, and the case file has been sealed. And Smollett's attorneys and Jussie have all emphasized that the dropped charges were not the result of a plea deal. He is innocent.
Yeah.
That is why.
It's unprecedented.
I don't understand. I don't get it. None of it makes sense.
Why is all of it sealed?
Great
is
question.
Is that normal?
No.
I don't think so, right?
No.
It's usually in the public record.
It's all
well,
very
it will
bizarre.
Eventually be released, but it could be, you know, 20
yeah.
years.
Yeah. And I heard yesterday that they're still working on the case against him, that he is the one that did the letter to himself, the threatening letter that
right.
got sent to the Fox studios. So if that is still happening, that's still a case against him.
Let's bring in another police force and have them check that out.
Yeah, we could do it. The LA cops can do it.
It's all very confusing. We have a lot of questions for
Sweet Baby James.
Sweet Baby James.
I think we're all guessing that it's some kind of police mishap, right? That's the leading idea, which is that they have to throw out evidence that they have because of a police misstep.
You don't want it to be celebrity treatment. That's the one that bothers me the most.
Right.
Okay. But the one that I think could happen is that the brothers have decided to not cooperate.
So they have nothing then.
They went out to the public and said, brothers, this, text it, you know, all these things.
The police did.
Yes. Yep. And then when you go to trial, the jury's been tampered enough to know the brothers should be there. And then they're like, well, they have no case.
Oy.
Wow.
That's the only thing I could come up with. Also corruption.
A lot of corruption, for sure.
Also corruption.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Just throw that in.
Yeah. Chicago, what's up? That's our next segment. Chicago, what's up? I mean, that city,
if it's
going to
happen
like,
anywhere in the United States, Chicago.
Yeah. If there's corruption,
like
it's most likely going to be there. If it's just people eating faces, it's Florida.
So,
I mean, we've got that going for us.
Sure.
We're California. Lee. Some birthdays for you guys. Mariah Carey, Polly Perrette, Nathan Fillion, Quentin Tarantino, Fergie, and Jesse J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
Oh, my God, he's here.
Bob Saget is here.
Kevin.
What's happening?
Not much. I love you. I'm so happy to see you guys.
Oh, it's downhill from here.
Well, that was it.
Good start.
That was my close.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
The guy at the front didn't even know who I was. It was nice. Felt good.
Yeah, I feel
at
like
the old studio, that guy, he was
Charles.
Charles knew me.
Was like, the best.
He was great. Like, you were great today, man. And then the next person walked, you were great today, man. And he walked, you were great today,
he
man.
Does tell everyone that, but because he's so sweet.
And yeah. I think he believes it,
he
too.
Does.
He's a good
I
man.
I knitted him a sweater one year.
You did?
Yeah,
yes,
kind
nice.
Of Charlie Aww. Brown thing.
Well, that's very nice. You've never yeah. done that for me.
No, I will. I'm going to knit you like culottes because you don't like lower leg wear. Jensen, that's what it's like to see him every day and go, don't you wear pants ever?
We went to the Super Bowl. What was the... What, 30?
It was in the high 30s.
Man's yeah. wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like a creep.
I know people I mean, like that.
Actually,
my youngest daughter's like that.
She your can, shins don't get cold. As long as you keep your feet cold, your hands... I mean, your hands warm, your feet warm, and your head warm, mm-hmm. you're well, good.
Well, who made this up?
Yeah. Me. I learned
so
it.
So you have no blood in your shins?
I just learned it, right. My shins bloodless? Are dead.
My bloodless. Shins are bloodless.
They're actually yeah. dead.
We drained them on a rack.
No ventricles.
And you're about to have a baby.
I am,
God
about
sakes.
4 months from now.
That's exciting.
It
will
is...
you name... Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
Can you name him after me?
Saget? Well,
yeah, just go, you were great this morning.
By the way, we have been asking our listeners at time to come up with names, mm-hmm. and they have a running list with some favorites.
Because we don't have a for sure. We
right.
We have some options, and some are from this station.
What about Bob?
That's a good movie.
Good movie. I could take it as a name.
Right with you. We're talking at the same time, which means your kid has to be named after me.
All right. Perfect. I'll take it.
You can go with my middle name.
What's your middle name?
I don't want to say. It's actually true. I hate my middle name.
Well, now you have to say.
Okay. It's Lane.
I like that.
Oh.
Please bring my coffee. Yes, madam. You know, Lane, come in here.
Why do you like that, Jensen? That's
it's
a terrible
street.
Name.
I like Lane. Hello, Lane.
Lane.
Bobby Lane. I'm a game
Bobby
show host.
Lane.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm close enough.
That's
Lane
weird.
Carp. Not mad.
Well, that Mine sounds is... like a carp that can't walk
yeah.
or swim.
Oh, you caught a lame carp.
Well, and I had, by the way, the rhymes that you had with your last name do not compare to the rhymes
yeah.
that I put
oh, yeah,
up
yeah.
in
there. That's true, yeah.
It was a tougher time and yet a gentler time.
Somehow.
What time is it? You guys doing well with all the change in the world? I haven't seen you for 7 months.
It has been a long time.
This is a new studio for you.
I know. It's brand new.
Yeah.
It's brand new. And there was no valet, which means I won't see my car when I get out
there
of
is
here.
A valet downstairs. But he works between 11 and 12, basically.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very
just
smart.
That 1 hour.
Full medical.
You did great today, he says as you leave.
You got here early, though. So
I did. Congrats. I did. So you brought me in early. Which
We've
is...
had three or four guests that have gone to the other place mm-hmm. and then realized, oh, it's a, and then had to come here.
Were they high?
Yes.
Probably.
Probably.
But
yeah.
we also had bets on the fact that I would go to the other place.
Yeah,
and
we
I
are
never
shocked.
Did.
You know, when I got off at Fairfax, I was thinking this is going to
When you
happen.
Took the Fairfax exit, you
yeah.
mean?
No,
Let's
no,
just try and be more specific.
No, you're misunderstanding me.
Oh.
I got off there. I bought a bag of oranges from the guy, and then that just turned me on.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No.
Citrus
no,
is hot.
Nobody
it's
saw
beautiful.
Me. It was still dark out.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous right there. And that's a nice intersection.
Bob, you've been on the road a lot lately. Following your Instagram, man. Every day, different city.
I'm touring hard, and the reason is I just want to come up. I want to make people laugh. Something weird happened. A switch went off after this past year or two, and I just said, I got to get out there. I'm not doing political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to. It's hard not to.
Sure.
But I just want to, and I bring the room together, make it little town meetings, and so I'm writing new material, and that's why I'm like performing this weekend and working in town.
What? Finish that plug. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I was trying to be a good man.
This weekend at the Ontario Improv.
I know. It was so nice of you. I'm finding it foul to plug my gigs.
Feel weird?
No, please.
Well, all right. Friday, March 29th, 7:30 and 9:45, mm-hmm. and then Saturday at 7 p.m., and then Saturday at 9:30 as well.
That's very sweet. One of them sold out
yeah,
already.
Yeah, 7 p.m. on Saturday sold out.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had all my relatives who have passed on coming to the show.
Is that right?
So, yeah, so right away. It's
you just leave tickets for them? Is that what you do? It's just your
they
habit?
They just get in. They float in. You know, it's a zombie fest.
But
that's odd.
But if they pay, I mean,
yeah, they,
who's
any
to
money,
stop them?
Dead money's good money.
Agreed.
But,
Yeah, so my dad always used to say.
It's like Bitcoin.
Bob is a person who I've really never met anyone like you who's had more real tragedy in your life as far as
it's hilarious, isn't it?
No, as far as his close family passing away, and yet he's able to somehow make jokes about it and laugh about it.
It hits, though, and we all know, you know, and when you go through stuff, and I have three wonderful daughters, and you just go, please live forever, and I have to live forever because I have three daughters.
Sure. So
and they're artists, so it's, you know, you got to be there. You got to make sure they have an easel.
Are you the easel?
I am. I'm a human easel. Okay. No, I just meant, you know, sometimes I don't know what I'm saying. That, you know, you want to help support your kids.
Yeah.
You'll find out because, you know, you want to do whatever you can for your is it your first child in
it's
your life?
It's my first child in my life, yeah.
In your whole life.
Yeah, and Danielle's.
And you're sure it's yours?
I am 99.9%, yes.
I came over one day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Well, she's, wait a minute. That's disgusting because she's my friend.
She is your friend. But
and she and my wife love each other.
They do. I was saying when they came in, I said, Danielle, who hates most people,
yes,
adores your wife.
And Kevin's wife loves my wife as well.
Agreed.
And so what happened to you?
Well, she don't love me. No, she's in bed.
Look,
probably
the problem
listening.
Is you married somebody great. She so is now great. Everybody loves her more than you. Yeah,
they really do.
That's the problem.
Is Kelly coming? I'm like, oh, leave me alone.
And she knows so much about food and traveling.
And she plugs my gigs everywhere I go.
She does, yeah.
Probably at the Ontario Improv this weekend. You know, as soon
how
as
long have you been married?
It's four months.
Wow.
Four glorious. I think it's five. I'm not sure. She keeps
how
short.
Are you not sure? It's only been 4 or 5 months.
But I never will know. I mean, how many days?
I know. People have been married 14 years say that.
Right.
Not never 4 months.
How know. Many years have you been married?
20.
No.
Seven?
And that's a screech into a wall. That's like.
I'm not positive, but I'm saying I should forget. 4 months, you should know.
No, I remember them.
Right, but I'm saying you should remember exactly. What was your wedding date?
Oh, that. That was October 28th.
There you go.
So how long
sounds
is
like
that?
Sounds like he's making it up.
No, no, I'm guessing inside my head.
4 or 5 It's about 5
it's
months.
About 5 months.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah. And it's been good. And we went on the honeymoon before it, which was very secretive.
That's nice.
That's a nice story. You know, want to know what we did there?
Sure.
Can't
listen.
Talk about it. I just did it at the corner with the guy with the oranges.
Bob, didn't you?
I'm saying.
She's like, don't you need me for this? Bob's like, nope.
Nope.
Your honeymoon involved you going up, though, right? You like went to London and then you did shows and then it was your honeymoon.
I did one show at the Leicester Square Theater. I'm promoting a gig from a year ago.
Yeah. You know, but that is an odd move for a honeymoon.
I want to promote April Foolishness 3 years ago. When's your next April Foolishness? Let's plug that.
April 26th.
And I can't be there because,
nope.
And you're going to come to my benefit the night before.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
I'm torturing your sleep patterns. And I haven't slept in months because I've been working so hard.
Bob has a great charity and a great charity event.
Great event.
And Ray Romano's performing at it. And then he's going to perform for us the next night at April Foolishness.
And Ray is maybe one of the nicest people
agreed.
Ever born. He said, I don't know, you know, I might be you're Jewish, right? No, but why are you Jewish? I'm Italian. I know, but you're Jewish.
He does really have a lot of Jewish in him.
He's got the neurosis.
He does,
which
yes.
is strong, and he's always apologizing, and he is the best. And that movie he made, Paddleton,
yes.
that's on Netflix, and everybody hasn't seen it. I don't want to plug anything but Ray Romano's gigs. And his Netflix special is like so
amazing.
Exciting to see someone so wonderful.
Yeah.
Get his due all the time.
All right. I would like to go just take a couple of steps back and finish the plug for your event.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Tell us the name of it. Tell us how people can be involved.
Oh, you're going to make me cry like a little tree monkey.
Do tree monkeys cry?
Oh, like
that's a good
when
question.
When Bob has them, yeah.
This is what it sounds like when tree monkeys cry. it's the Scleroderma Research Foundation. Scleroderma means hardening of the skin, and I lost a sister to it. Please hold your laughs till the end. But you can't laugh at that. That's a horrible thing to laugh at. That's gallows humor. That's what made me survive.
Correct.
My parents.
That's how you've lived through it.
That's how we got through it. And so it's a comedy event that I've been doing for 30 years because this great lady, Sharon Monsky, founded it. And this year, it's April 25th at the Beverly Wilshire. And we always have comedians. We did one in New York in December, and we had amazing people. We had John Oliver and Michael Che and Andy Cohen. But this year, we have John Stamos is going to do the auction with me, just so no one looks at me at all.
Sure.
While
that's
I
a guarantee.
$1,000, $1,002. you know, it's like, and they'll just be like, Uncle Jesse. And then it's going to be
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong is so, and he's one of the best leaders Korea's ever had. And
I don't think he's a leader in Korea.
Oh, you're saying he's, no, he's a very different funny comedian.
Yes.
And he's a brilliant actor also.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've had him on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the nicest people in, I mean, Ray Romano was until I brought up Ken Jeong.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I see. Ken Jeong tops him?
Whoever's next, just, we'll see.
He rides on his shoulders, he does, but when they play chicken in the pool. But he is, he's adorable and brilliant, and I love him. And Ray Romano, and a special guest that I cannot say.
I'll just say it, Richard Pryor. I'll just say it. I'll put it right out
there. That would make me happy, but I love Richard. Taught me stuff. I was in a movie with Richard, and he taught me stuff. You heat the spoon first. No, he was the best. I mean, when I came to the Comedy Store in 1978, I was watching Richard. I mean, it was just, that's who you watched. He was the king.
It was supposed to be a joke, but.
Oh, sorry. I made it
but
real.
But you do have a very serious relationship with him, so.
I do.
Who knew that?
I do that. I do have that. Okay. I do that.
How do people get tickets to your event?
They go
I'm trying to lead you through this tease, man.
Ready? Here it comes. srfcchc.org.
You made it easy. That's good.
I'm going to say it easy again. srfcchc.org, which great. Stands for Scleroderma Research Foundation, Cool Comedy, Hot Cuisine. And the chef, as you know, is Susan Fenniger.
The food is amazing.
Mary Sue Milliken.
It's not just that plastic chicken that you usually get at fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a five-course
good.
Meal.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And the toilets are always open because you have a Spanish flair. And
how can people get tickets?
They can get tickets from going to SRF.
To that site? They have to go to that site that no one will remember?
It's
We'll post it.
Well, they can go to,
we'll post it on all of our social medias.
srfcchc.org. I'm talking like the girl in Small Wonder. Remember that robot?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Pinky.
Where was that? We were on again. Full House was a big, that was a morning show, wasn't it, Small Wonder?
No,
was
I think it ran. Mm-hmm. I think it ran. I don't know if it ran at night, but it ran later.
What does she do now?
All right, it's tough to corral you, but we need to take a break.
I think she needs to be oiled like a Tin Man.
All right, on that note.
Take a break.
We'll take a break. Bob Saget is here. Comedian Bob Saget is joining us. How are you, Bob?
I'm really good. I love seeing you guys.
We were just talking about being
I'm just looking at you and seeing you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing quadruple.
We were just talking about being off the air.
Yeah. I love Bean.
I do, too.
It's hard not to love Bean. He's a really good person. And he is in England now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we should send him something. Does he need figgy pudding?
I mean, I don't know. He is.
I think he's got it up there.
He can get it.
I think they got it covered, yeah.
He will be back on Monday, so I'm not positive if we'd have to overnight something.
So he's going to be, we'd have to FedEx it quick. He's going to be in this studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before April Foolishness, he'll be here for a week.
He's getting a tattoo for real. A tattoo of the queen.
Of which queen?
Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. I got confused. I don't
Queen Latifah.
We tried to get him to go Freddie Mercury, but no, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's hard. Those teeth can bite you in the butt if you don't plan them right.
He has zero tattoos, and he's getting one now.
Where's he going to get it?
Right now, it's on
Tramp
the upper
stamp.
Arm. Yeah, it's up here, yeah. It could change at any moment.
I would go on lower parts, because then, let's change the subject.
He definitely wears shorts just as much as Kevin, so it could
accurate.
Be ankle shot.
Now, back in the day, did you guys, you guys were like L.A., not surfer guys, but you were L.A. guys. You were guys that would ride, were you skateboarders? What was the deal? Because
you're asking why we wore shorts?
Pretty much.
Just because we could. Like, we realized really early. Well, we both wore shorts. We were in Phoenix for a while.
Right.
Where it's 120. Mm-hmm. So we started wearing shorts there. But when we got here, we were like, oh, this is fantastic weather. Let's keep wearing shorts. Because who would wear pants unless they have to?
Right. And in April Foolishness, you both wear shorts.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I know, because I've done it.
They're nice shorts. I have dress-up shorts.
Nice.
No, not really better than the ones I have on now, but
just
they're...
Just newer?
Yes.
Okay.
Fewer stains.
We went into
where
Amazon.
Where do the stains come from?
I'm sorry?
Do you wear them backwards? Is that the problem?
Oh, boy.
Oranges over by our old studio.
We did go through his Amazon one time, and it was terrifying to see that he was buying eight of each short.
So this is night binging?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm not jumping the shark. I wanted the shorts, that's all.
But when you find something that you love, do you order multiples?
I did with a girlfriend once, and again, she had many cousins that looked like her because she was a robot and made of plastic.
Okay, good.
But she's fine now, and may she rest in peace.
Let's talk about Videos After Dark.
Videos After Dark is this crazy thing that I never thought I would do. And then they said, hey, you want to write it and do the voices like you used to do on the video show? Look out! You know, those ingenious voices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mel Blanc was the key of voices. Mel Blanc was the king, not the key.
The
key would open the door to the king's bathroom. That's from Game. I saw that on Game of I'm Never Getting Off the Throne. But Mel Blanc was Bugs Bunny, and you guys know everything. I don't have to tell you, but I'm telling the millennials out there who might not know Bugs Bunny with Mel Blanc and go, I really don't give a crap, Bob. Please, but I would do imitations. You know, mm-hmm. look at me. You know, whatever. So they asked me if I wanted to host a show which was made of clips they could never run.
Well, we always asked you about that. Every time you came in, we would ask you about America's Funniest Home Videos and the ones that you couldn't air.
Well, this is.
And did you have a secret stash of all of those? That's what we want to
see. And Vin DeBona, who called me, and it was literally a cold call. I was going to buy magazines and or Girl Scout cookies. And he actually was just said, you can do whatever you want. And you'll do like your stand-up persona or whatever that is and whatever you find funny. And we want more of you, and we want the videos to be, you know, there'll be all kinds of things. There'll be people that are naked. We'll blur the butt cracks. And I when he said blurred butt cracks, I just said, where do I sign?
That's what it's going to be called, blurred butt cracks.
There is a section. Yeah. There will be. There is a section called the videotape in your dad's sock drawer. And that's like something you don't want to see.
All right, here.
No, it's lascivious all the way. But it's
so I have a question for you.
And it's 10 o'clock was when it premiered after The Bachelor.
Right.
But that was a weird bachelor that night. That was the night that we found out Colton, who I became friendly with through all the publicity with ABC.
Sure.
He just said, he blew the pooch. He just went, you know, I love her, and that's it. I'm not going to play by your rules anymore. It's like, I'm sorry, you're the bachelor.
And they were like, here's some goofy videos.
Why is blew the pooch so much worse than screw the pooch?
Oh, because I made it up, and I didn't know. And it's early.
I'm like, that sounds much worse.
I think now that you've mentioned
it, I repeated it, though. Yeah, it sounds so much worse, and you repeated it.
No, I'm afraid to say it now. Because you don't want to do that to the pooch.
No, is that
because they're not going to like it. They might not come back in the doggy door.
Is that the bachelor that jumped over the wall? Like, he wanted to get out?
That's Colton, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he was in love, and he was also a very nice guy. I met him, and he was a baseball player, I believe.
Virgin.
He was a virgin, but I met him.
Until Bob met him.
Well, he backed up on my pinky, is what I'm telling the police.
That's what you're telling the police?
That's what happened when they showed up, because it was right at the TCAs where you go and publicize your shows.
Right.
So Videos After Dark is this show that's unusual, and I've got 12, I'm trying to get through this.
Yeah.
We've got blow the pooch videos.
Here's my question.
That's not a bleep. Here's my question. Right?
Christine, who gave us the information about you, searched long and hard to find out when the show is on.
Yes. It's going
to
be.
It's impossible to find.
They don't. Right now it's on the original First Look. It was just called a First Look. It was a tease. It was putting your toe in the bathtub.
It was backing up on the pinky.
That's on Hulu right now.
Okay.
But what's happening with the show is it's going to be in the months ahead is what I'm told to say.
Right.
Because they're looking for the ultimate scheduling place.
I see.
So we have 12 episodes that we've done. And when I leave here, I actually go watch people, you know, do weird stuff naked. And
that has nothing to do with the show, though.
No, that's just I'm going to a special place.
Yeah.
I'm going to a canyon. I'm going to Griffith Park. There's caves, and
he's going to Vaseline Alley.
Oh my
that's
God, it's
going.
So great in there,
right?
Right. It's easy to get in. It's hard to get out. No, the opposite. It's always the opposite here today.
Yeah, correct.
It's easy to get out,
right?
Because you finished.
So, I mean, I think you didn't have to wrap that up.
You mean explain why Vaseline Alley is easier to get into,
right?
But more, no,
that's
it's harder to, yeah, harder
still
to
get nervous. That's, I'm nervous about the pooch, guys. I can't get it out of my head.
Agreed.
Right, so there's 9 bleeps potentially just floating around us.
Correct. It always happens with you, though. We know
it's not a bleep. It's just a removal of time.
Sure, yeah,
and then people go, oh, well, that conversation was interesting.
What happened?
What happened to those 7 seconds?
What happened to the pooch?
All right, so before we go,
I'll tell you, he's walking with a limp.
We have
he's out in the desert.
We have 60 seconds with Bob
trying
Saget.
To find a desert. Kibble.
We have 60 seconds with Bob Saget. Now, we've done this before, so I had to go back and make sure that I had different questions.
Okay.
So, 60 seconds. Say the first thing that comes to your mind, which scares me.
Pooch.
All right, 60 seconds with Bob Saget. What is something that you need every single morning before leaving the house?
Toothpaste.
Are you still married?
Yes.
How?
She's, are you an American Indian? We love each other.
Okay. This is one of the things we've talked about recently on the show. Do you use a washcloth in the shower?
Only on one part. And, well, it, and it dangles out of there for a while like a tail of a pony.
Yeah, I almost gagged.
What's the most adventurous...
And then you can use it as a gag. And they never want to see you again.
What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done?
Ride on the Matterhorn with John. It must have been bleeped.
It was bleeped, yes.
I never did.
You
I
never
just
did.
Said
you
it
never
in
did?
That,
I thought I heard that
I
guy
said
say it.
It that Dave Chappelle said it in that movie Half Baked. Okay. I was there that day.
That's a good one to
Is
end
there more
on.
That I should have had?
I mean, I do more have like eight more questions.
Can you ask the best of what's left?
No, because we're out of time. We need to move on. But we're going to talk
this
about
this is why you run the best show.
Is it?
Because you know when you're out of time and you stop your guest from digging a hole.
I mean,
really
honestly,
deep.
He doesn't technically know when it's over.
Right. If we had done it right, we would have cut you off 5 minutes before the first break.
Right. That's what my moil. That's what the. And then, there's no Jewish. You have Jewish listeners.
And then four minutes ago, we would have stopped this segment. But, right. You know, listen, yeah. It's tough to corral you.
But he's sticking around.
He's sticking around. We're going to talk about drunk shopping.
I love that.
Drunk shopping.
Can I ask you, you make an audio sampler out of Blue the Pooch just to have it for
future? Yeah, I don't. Okay.
I mean,
we're going to put it in a time capsule.
Can you? And bury it with my diary? I actually rewrote the Diary of Anne Frank.
All right.
But in longhand.
Okay. We do need to go.
It's got an explosion in it. It's an action movie now.
It's so funny, and it's a video game.
Bob is going to be at the Ontario Improv Friday night, 7:30 and 9:45, and Saturday at 7 and 9:30. We'll take a break. We'll come back. If you drunk shop, give us a call at 1-8. Bob Saget is here. Let's talk a little bit about drunk shopping.
Yeah.
You guys on Amazon?
Are we on Amazon?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So do you have the one click? You buy it? Just one click?
I've been buying shorts the whole time I've been talking to you.
That little click is the devil because it's so easy.
And you could swipe on it. There's also the swipe.
So easy. Yeah.
They make $45 billion per year from drunk shopping.
From drunk shopping?
As just an industry itself.
Really?
Yeah,
How do they know you're drunk?
They did a survey. More than 2,000 alcohol-consuming American adults and found that that's what they make.
Oh, so they asked the adults that are drunk. So how can you go with their survey?
79% of alcohol consumers have made at least one drunk purchase, and $444 is the average annual spending per drunk shopper.
Wow.
So each person spends at least $444.
Well, here's what I know. Wow. And by the way, if you've done this, you can call us 1-800-520-1067. Here's what I know. I was having problems sleeping, and I'd come home from a nightclub.
Was that the night I'd left?
Yes.
Yes.
And I was just, I missed you so much.
Well, it was jarring.
I was sobbing.
For both of us.
Right.
Like getting that washcloth out.
Oh, boy.
And I drunk shopped, I'll be honest. And then I got home, and there were 6 boxes of shoes.
That is weird. What kind of shoes were they?
Yeah. Oh, like the kind that I like.
Loafer
heels.
Kind of shoes?
Running shoes.
Oh,
heels,
sorry.
Yeah. Running shoes. I mean,
he
they were all.
Kitten heel, I heard.
They were all great purchases, but do I need 6 shoes at once? No.
At least you had good taste when you've been drunk
shopping. I did like
shopping.
The ones
That's
that
good.
I found, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like you had 6 pairs of Uggs.
Right, exactly.
It makes me sad that you're not part Octopus Man, because then it would have been
perfect.
All at once.
Oh, then all at once.
Would have made total sense.
You could have been like a SpongeBob character.
That is a shame.
I put mine up on at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, but what I don't drink much,
right?
And when I did, like about 2 years ago, I got drunk and
you drink Dos Equis.
Probably beer. And I woke up and realized in my email that I had purchased an art piece.
Oh no, that could be super expensive.
Was not cheap.
Oh no,
no. And it's a sculpture of a kind of a possessed dog, and he's
I'm looking at it.
A kind of possessed dog.
Yeah, and he's trying to eat a bird.
It's almost 3D. It almost
it is.
Has
it's a sculpture.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
got
it's
it.
A 3D sculpture that gets that.
Is How is the bird separated from the dog? Because it's
two different pieces.
So you install them. It's a piece of metal that hooks on the wall.
Yeah.
And how much was it? Can you say?
It was over $2,000.
Oh. my God.
And also, it was right before I started dating Danielle.
Oh,
and
no.
It took months to get because it's like in a touring show. It's a good piece of art. But like when it came in a box, Danielle was like, what is that? And I was like, it's an art piece I bought. And I knew in the back of my mind she was going to have to fake she liked it. And so I opened it and it's literally a possessed dog trying to eat
it
a
really
bird.
It really is.
No, yeah. It looks like a cartoon. It looks like a Roger Rabbit type of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, really mad. And
she must have loved it.
She was like, I can't believe you did this.
That and is a mold for this. There has to be. So because you can't, it's not just an art piece. There's thousands of them.
Oh, no, this is a one of a kind. No, this the character. They
Amazon's
did, right?
not eBay. It no, can't be one of a kind.
This wasn't Amazon. No, not Amazon.
This was from an artist. What if I spent $2,000 on just like an
I
Amazon
thought you
piece?
Were no, Amazon. This was. I bought a painting on Amazon.
No, I went to a gallery. I did the whole thing.
Jensen wow. runs a gallery.
Yeah,
gallery do.
Yeah, and this is not from my. No.
Say the name of it.
Is it
gallery
a shooting?
1988 in LA.
Oh, okay.
I wish this was my gallery because then I wouldn't have spent as much. But this is now no longer hanging on the wall.
I was
she was so
ask.
Sweet. By the way, she was so sweet as a gift because she knew I was hurt. By her face when she saw it. She paid a handyman to come while I was out of town and put it up on the wall.
Aww.
But now that we've moved, she's
and then
like...
The next day, she paid him to come back and take it back down.
Well, now that we're married, she's like, this isn't going out.
Where is it? Where is it now?
Now it's in the garage in a beautiful box that I so it doesn't get damaged.
Do you visit it?
Yeah. We had to just talk.
You know where,
can you resell it?
Yeah, probably.
You should put it up in a gallery, but a shooting gallery.
People take shots at it?
If you hit the bird, it's an extra
Danielle would be
bucks.
Happy with that suggestion.
You spent $2,000 on that.
Come on.
That's insane.
Go to at Kevin and Bean and just behold.
$2,000.
That's amazing.
It's a beautiful piece.
I thought my shoes were a lot.
I buy
you,
water.
Have you ever?
I just buy water and then cases and cases of water show up. And that's not good because they're in plastic bottles. It's not helping anybody.
Right.
Or I'll buy stuff for my kids. Mm-hmm. Like one of my daughters will say, I need new yoga pants or I'm going to go buy them. And I go, no, I'll take care of it. And they get like 20 pair of yoga pants because you don't know what size to get. I got
just
three
to make
daughters.
Sure.
I don't
sure.
know. Here's some larges. I'll get mediums. Oh, maybe an extra large.
The last thing you want to do is guess small. Right?
No, you
no,
don't,
you don't guess
get small.
Large.
No.
You don't guess large?
Yeah, you don't want your daughter to get a package and go,
that's
why does my dad think
no,
I'm
you want,
cute?
Yeah,
that's
you want
the
tiny,
dilemma.
You get them like a
so
pre-preteen.
So you do want
even.
Small?
Yes.
I actually buy all four sizes. That way they could wear them all at once so they'd be like the Michelin man
oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, they love like, that too. Yeah.
Just fill those legs
in case
up.
They get shot with a pellet gun.
Apparently I have a lot to learn. Who knew that?
No.
If people did buy something, we want them to call in, correct?
Allie, have you ever drunk shopped?
Oh, people listen to the show?
No.
Occasionally.
Oh, sorry. I thought
not
it was
right
just
now.
Us talking.
I have done some buzzed Christmas shopping. So I
Christmas.
And by Christmas shopping, like I'll buy trees and stuff.
You'll buy a whole tree?
Oh,
trees
yeah, absolutely.
And stuff.
Because they go on sale and it's just it's
but
a
you
big
have
deal.
A tree that's year round that's a fake that you love.
Oh, no, but that's not my Christmas tree. That's my year round tree. I have four trees during the Christmas season. We know that.
Do you have a Hanukkah tree?
I do. I have a burning bush.
Pardon me?
What?
You can get a cream.
I have. It's ridiculous. It's so I actually
have
do
you ever
have
thought
a,
of icing?
I do have a tree that I light up, and it's blue.
You have a blue tree?
Absolutely.
Wow. I knew a dog once that... Never mind.
Nope.
The pooch.
Nope.
Sure, just remember what was said, and then that'll be funny to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So not like a piece of art for $2,000. Nothing quite that extravagant.
Have you bought clothes on there?
I bought clothes, yeah. And I have, when you've been a little buzzed with friends, you're like, we should take a vacation. And then you start looking at flights, and then the next day you're like, why did I book this?
Yeah, wait, so you booked a vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that tops Jensen's... art piece.
Oh, no, because you have 24 hours. Cancel it.
Oh, that's what I
see.
Did. But you have to remember that you booked it.
Yes.
I just did that with some flights because I'm going off on a big tour after I leave the Ontario Mills Mall.
Nice. You were actually able to do it.
I was able to, within 24 hours, I realized, oh, no, you want to go to Washington in a different way.
Mm.
So I'll be going to D.C. Differently than in a crate. I think I was being flown on a ship.
You sent yourself Federal Express?
I was actually going with the drug car. I didn't realize it on a large raft. I was going to be like Elion. I wonder how old he is now and how he's doing. So what else were you,
Alien
what
Gonzalez?
Else have you bought?
Alien Gonzalez is not in a good. He's like you. Do you really want to go there?
I do.
He's used by the government for propaganda now.
Oh no!
What do you mean?
Like they wheel him out for like bad stuff. Like
is he handicapped?
No.
in a wheelbarrow.
They bring
or
him
a
out.
Wagon?
And they go. Alien believes in this, and it's like he's used as the government shill a bit.
As an example, not to escape.
No, as like he's like almost a politician, but for not the great side.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Well, what is the great side?
I mean, that's a good question. That's a great question.
You know, not for the great side of politics.
You said you avoid politics on purpose.
I try to.
We've made that exact same decision. Like, because you can get politics everywhere else. Why do they need
and
to hear
the people
here?
That do it are amazing at it. And
much
we have mutual friends that do it. And I love all of my, you know, Jimmy Kimmel I could watch, and Colbert and John Oliver and Bill and all these guys. It's special.
And they do it well.
They do it perfect. So why do it? And I want to go out there when I do stand up more than ever. And I used to think, you know, people are going, oh, my fans, I do this for my fans. And it turns out you kind of do. And then you want to say something that means something. So that means I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, sure.
But you entertain people every morning. How many years?
Define entertain.
How many years?
It's the first day of 1990 is when we started.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
Well, you're making people around this city and the outlying areas.
That's hard to imagine.
People in the mountains that family a little bit too much.
All right, we got to go.
Okay, then I'll go.
So, Bob's TV show is Videos After Dark. We have no idea when it'll be on.
But soon. I'm going to come back. It'll be not soon. Too long from now. You told me.
Yes.
So, not you told me, but
right,
somebody told me
right
you had a boyfriend.
After your charity event.
Yes, after that.
Which is a strange choice. If you want to go to Bob's charity event, here's the website, srfcchc.org.
Thank you. And it's a lovely event, and I'll see you there because you're working that week on a lack of sleep experiment.
I mean, it is Thursday night before April Foolishness Friday night.
Right, but it's that time to go crazy, you know?
Exactly.
Why not?
But when I'm tired, I mean, that's when the magic happens. So
that's what I try to tell my wife. I'll just lay here, and it's going to be magical.
Thank you for coming in, Bob.
Thank you for having me. I love you like a man can only love another man. And Jensen, we'll plan a time.
I would love to.
Just you and me.
Leave
the
FM.
Women. Yeah, yeah. But don't make Kevin jump. Maybe the three of us will go out.
What does we have to leave mean to you?
Do you like duck?
We have to quit. We have to move on.
I understand. Do you like duck bowling?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56. I just ran into Matt Money Smith in the hallway.
Excellent.
He's going to be joining us in a second. Right now at 7:56, it's time for What's Happening.
What's Happening is Pet Sematary, you guys.
Woo!
It is in theaters on April 5th, but guess what? You guys are lucky. Five winners are going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Pet Sematary. It's all going down at Pacific's The Grove on April 3rd. So if you give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, let's take callers 20 through 24, and you are going to get that pair of passes to see the K-Rock advanced screening of Pet Sematary.
1-800-5800-TOM.
No, that's
at Pacific's The Grove on April the 3rd. You guys, Game of Thrones, coming back April 14th, and you keep hearing little tidbits, little snippets coming out about this show. Well, Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, is, what the kids are saying, spilling some tea on Season 8's Game of Thrones. She said there is a lot of death this year. And she said...
That's different.
Which is this is actually a good little tip from her.
Okay.
She said, after reading the scripts, I went back and watched season one again. Because so much of it refers back to that season. So I knew a lot of people that in the past couple months have been rewatching the whole series.
Start from the beginning.
But if she's saying, listen, at the very least, go back and watch season one. She's saying so much of it refers back to there. And she said, there's so many scenes that will look similar. And also, I watched just to remind myself of the arc I've already taken. So,
interesting.
Right there, you guys. That's going to be very exciting.
That's
still
tough.
Still haven't seen one.
That's tough because too much TV.
But people.
So how do you go back and watch an entire season?
Game of Thrones is different. People are committed to it.
So if you're looking forward to it coming back, but you haven't rewatched the whole season, Arya Stark is telling you just rewatch season one.
That's a good tip.
Great tip.
Instead of trying to make it through the entire series.
I don't believe it. I think you'd still be completely lost when you tune in.
Well, I think she's saying if you watched it and followed it along, still you need to go back to season one, right?
Yes, but I also think, and I say this because these are my friends that watch this show, that have read the books, that love it. Still, I'm like, hey, explain it. And they're like, I can't.
They can't.
It's crazy. Right, yeah. It's too much. It's too weird.
Even the biggest supporters are like, it's very busy.
It's a lot. Yeah. It is a lot. But again, April 14th, you guys, no big deal. I don't know if Bean is in charge of this, but Audible and Rolling Stone have inked a deal that is going to focus on legendary icons. The Wild at Heart, The Wild Heart of Stevie Nicks is a look at the life and music of the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac. That's going to be released on Audible on April 4th. And then Rolling Stone journalist Rob Sheffield is going to narrate that. And then in October, the magazine teamed up with Audible to produce a whole series on Aretha Franklin. And so many more planned. That sounds amazing.
Great.
Just to have a look into these people's lives, how far they've come. Amazing.
Too much Audible.
Too much Audible?
That seems like you just made that up.
Too many icons. Too much.
Too much icons.
All right, you guys, some birthdays for you. Mariah Carey, Quentin Tarantino, Nathan Fillion, Pauly Perret, Fergie, and Jesse J. And that's
what... Are you going to need your cans? And you're going to need to speak right into the microphone?
How's this?
I know that... A little closer.
Do I got it?
A tiny bit closer. Just a little bit closer.
Right. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Matt Money Smith is joining us in the studio now.
Thank you for the fanfare.
We've talked to you on the phone.
I know, many times.
100 times in
a row.
It's
been a while since I've been in studio.
Correct.
It's good to see all your beautiful faces.
We usually just see you at big events.
I do still take advantage of those opportunities. Hey, guys.
You weenie it up.
That's right.
You acoustic it up.
I love the weenie.
Absolutely.
You know? Who doesn't, right?
Sure.
Who doesn't?
We're going to need that for later.
Absolutely. I know how this works.
Making sure he's staying on Kevin and Bean forever.
At least I knew you were recording, unlike the last time you took something from me.
Look, you should have known then, too.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Should have known.
You're probably right.
What are you here for, money?
We have a great TV show making its debut tonight on the CBS there at 9 p.m. called Million Dollar Mile. And somehow, someone decided that I would be an average addition to the broadcast.
Yeah.
So I am here promoting that particular program that actually I am very excited
about.
You
do what? Play-by-play for this?
Yeah. So I am with Maria Taylor, who is wildly talented, far more talented than I am. And we are kind of in the crow's nest sort of position where we can see the whole course and we are describing the action as it unfolds with these contestants trying to win $1 million.
Tell people that are listening what the competition is.
So it's called Million Dollar Mile. It's in the middle of downtown Los Angeles, which I appreciate because it gives our city kind of people I don't think recognize what a cool city center we have.
Absolutely.
In a downtown area, and it's a beautiful backdrop. So they are running through the streets in the dead of night. There's a fifth of a mile between each obstacle, which is why it's $1 million mile.
So it's a mile with obstacle courses.
And at each obstacle that you complete, you get a certain amount of money.
Okay.
So if you get through the first obstacle, 10 grand. Second obstacle, 25 grand.
Then
50, 100, 250, a million. The catch is that you are being pursued by a professional obstacle course athlete.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask you.
How late into their start?
Two minutes.
Oh, good God.
So it's a pretty healthy head start.
Should be.
Yeah.
And does the professional have to do all of the...
They have to follow the exact same
everything.
Path. Exact same path. And it's pretty cool the way they match it up. We have, I believe, 6 male, 4 female defenders is what they are called.
Defenders.
So sometimes they'll pair up these super swole, like just good-looking athlete dudes that are ready to win their $1 million with this 5'2" New Zealand killer Kiwi, Emma, and she will wreck them. And it's pretty funny to see as they have all this confidence, and then all of a sudden in their periphery, they see this little girl closing in and overtake, and that's how you lose.
So there's no clock whatsoever. It's just if they get caught...
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. But you can bail and get whatever money you've accrued. You don't have to complete the whole course. So if you just want to get 10 G's and you're like, all right, I got my one obstacle, all you have to do is scale a 15-story building, zip line down to the finish.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that's it.
So they still have to do that final one.
They have to do the final obstacle and do
that. Climbing up that rope, how tall is it? That looks ridiculous.
15 stories.
Yeah, I saw one of the defenders doing it and still think it's not human.
Yes.
The way it's like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I'd have to just, one by one.
Yeah, of course.
3 hours later.
And that's kind of the catch is that's waiting for you and you're like, okay, so I've got this lead. I think I saw them run by me. So how long is it going to take me to get up this 15-story building? And I've got 10 grand, but man, 25 would be great.
So to get the 10 grand, they have to go do that.
They have to complete that obstacle.
And the person that's chasing them has to still do
same
all
thing.
Of the. All
yeah.
right.
Same thing. And it's, one of the great things about doing it with Tim Tebow's the host. And,
yeah, I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow's the host.
He's not a defender.
He's not a defender. He's the host. But it is, and we all know Tim's story, right?
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how many people get on that stage and you hear them say, you inspire me. I've seen, I've followed
to
your career.
Tim Tebow.
I'd say 90% of the people.
Is that right? Women, a lot of people reach for mediocrity.
Old, young. Well, Jensen, I mean, he is arguably the greatest college football player ever. Possibly. Now in the professional ranks. But yes, but I think...
Listen, Todd Marinovich was very good, too.
I think
Todd was pretty good.
He was very good.
He was pretty good.
Besides his career that maybe didn't go his way in the NFL or with baseball, the man off the field and off the both fields, I guess, has done so much and is such a champion.
And that's what it's more
children
of.
And all of that. He does wonderful work. I'm going to tell you right now, I will not let you besmirch Tim Tebow's name.
Hail Satan.
Or that kid.
Here's a clip from the show.
I'm Tim Tebow alongside Maria Taylor and Matt Money Smith. And we are so excited to welcome you to Million Dollar Mile. We're in the heart of downtown Los Angeles doing something that's never been done before.
I love it when they hype it with the music and the crowd so much that you can't hear him. It's an odd choice.
We've transformed the City of Angels into the most challenging obstacle course ever designed. Matt, Maria, break it down for us.
Thank you so much, Tim. This will be one of the most insane obstacle courses that you've ever seen. And it's these obstacles that will be standing in the way of every runner and $1 million, Matt.
They may choose to tackle any obstacle in any order. It is entirely up to each athlete. But to win the $1 million, they must complete all five, then exit the course by scaling up the side of a 15-story building and zip line back to the stage where the final $1 million challenge awaits. Tim.
I just wanted to hear that. I just wanted to hear him throw it back to Tim Tebow.
Tim.
Tim. Tim looks like he's serviceable, by the way.
Oh,
what?
Tim.
What? All... Easy, Kevin.
Did you watch the trailer? He looks like he's a decent host.
Sorry.
Host is what I mean.
Okay.
Jesus.
Wow, he is high energy. He is, you know.
And you need that for this show.
Well, and I think it probably speaks to my lack of athleticism and, appreciation of the dollar when we're throwing it back and forth. And they're like, well, what do you think? I'm like, get out of here. Get your 50 grand. Let's go home. And Tim's like, you have no competition spirit. Well, you got to go for the million. That's why you're here. I'm like, whatever. Give me the 50 grand. I'm going to the rope. Yeah, nonstop, we have that back and forth.
I was fine with the $5,000 briefcase. I was like, deal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go further and talk to the banker.
But I feel a little bit like Tim, and I'm glad that he's at least taking that stance, which is go for it. That's why you're there. You want the million.
And right. One of the, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but one of the little wrinkles is if you can make it through three, you're guaranteed 50 grand.
Oh.
So now you're like, all right,
okay,
they're
wait.
Closing in.
Did they
in.
Tell them that?
Guaranteed 50 grand as long as they go to the wall climb and zip.
If you can hold off that defender for three obstacles,
okay. You're
putting 50 G's in your
pocket.
Then
I would definitely call it a day there.
So, well,
I'm not going to beat him in the walls they're conquered. That's, I feel like, we'll see.
Agreed. But, they'll fly up, I assume.
And that's a cool wrinkle because the people that aren't aware, I guess they don't know the proximity of where is the defender. They will then just, I got my 50 grand, so let's just start going. And that's when things get super interesting. So they did a really good job of figuring out the rules to keep it as exciting and suspenseful as possible.
Are most of the pros, the people that chase them, gymnasts or have a gymnast background? Because I feel like that's sort of would help a lot.
I think I did not realize how big of a deal this obstacle course racing is. They are professional obstacle course racers. So like this guy, Vidal, a handful of the contestants, when they are introduced to their, like, oh, by the way, this is the person, him, they're like, oh, no, not this guy.
Not Vidal.
Because apparently he's like the best obstacle course racer.
Can we make it 2.5 minutes?
In the world, right. So, but then there's one girl who is a fourth-year Harvard medical student.
Is that right?
And she was like an NCAA 1500 champion.
Wow.
So it's a really cool, eclectic group. There's a kid, I shouldn't say kid, but he's like 20 years old from right out here, Inland Empire, who is this super respected, I think, Spartan racer or something like that. That's one of them. But they're built for this. They are built for these obstacles.
And they've been there before.
Have you run the course?
Hell no.
Even curious to try it?
No.
But are you
going to?
I don't trust a commentator who's not going to try the product.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've done it my whole life. I've never played football, but I can tell you all about it. Basketball, terrible. Tell you about
it. That's a good point.
Yeah, baseball, nope, can't hit the curve. But here I am
telling you why
the Dodgers are great.
You've done nothing. And then you describe all of it.
I can run. You know what I can do? I can keep that deer in my my line of sight, and I can jog at a pace until it tires out, collapses, and then I will kill it and eat it. That's what I can do.
Aggressive.
Is that part of the show, or I'm confused?
It's a final obstacle.
Million Dollar Mile is the name of the show. It premieres tonight at 9 p.m. on CBS.
9 p.m.
Tonight, 9 p.m. CBS. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk Dodgers Angels. Now, Matt Money Smith is joining us in the studio.
I would love to.
I mean, you are.
You're here.
Yeah, I am. Right. I'm so used to being on the phone.
No, no, you are here.
I'm here.
Yes. We talked a minute ago about your TV show, which is Million Dollar Mile.
Thank you.
It is on tonight at 9 p.m. on CBS.
9 p.m.
You'll
hear a lot of this.
I feel like I said that.
You won't see a lot of this.
Right.
And that's when I realized, oh, that's why they got me.
That's best case scenario.
They don't have to put me on the TV a lot. My face only shows up for maybe a total of like 90 seconds throughout the hour, I think.
All right.
And that might be embellishing a little bit.
That might be too much.
I think so. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna cut it back to 60 seconds.
Flights to Phoenix were very expensive. Hotels were very hard to find because of spring training. I think there are 12 or 13 teams there.
That's crazy.
And I think both the Dodgers and Angels were there.
They are.
Correct?
Yeah. You have Diablo Stadium, where the old Angels are, and, of course, Camelback Ranch, where the Dodgers do their business.
Give us like a preview of what's going to happen with the – let's start Dodgers.
Dodgers, good things. They're – you know, you look, it all starts with a division, and you look in the division, and they're the best team, and it's not really close. Colorado's pretty good. You know, and look, it came down to the last game. They had to play an extra game, right, in order to determine the division. But I think the problem with Colorado is just they have that sort of crutch, which is their home stadium. And it's great and it's terrible, too. And that's always hard to navigate. And I assume that they'll take a little bit of a step back because it was kind of a wacky year last year for them. A lot of one-run games that went their way.
Right.
And usually those things tend to even out. And really for the Dodgers, I mean, Clayton Kershaw is hurt. Rich Hill
is hurt. Let's
talk
about Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
How hurt?
Well, it's hard to tell just because we hear things like he's throwing with great intensity.
Right.
He's doing long toss, and he has upped his intensity. And now we've heard, oh, it was a two-inning simulated game that he threw very well. So I don't know what all that means.
But then you hear the other stuff, which is he's not starting the first game, and maybe he's...
For the first time in 9 years,
yes.
He's not the opening day starter.
I feel like there's been more whispers than I usually hear about.
Yes, about his health.
I think the key, though, is this has now happened the last 2 years, and it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I think that's kind of what they've built is they have this team where they have decided, okay, instead of signing Bryce Harper for $330 million, we're going to make sure that we have a stable of starting pitchers that goes 8 or 9 deep. So when inevitably, like it does every season, Rich Hill is gone for 3 weeks and Clayton Kershaw's gone for 4, you know, or 5 weeks, we're good. We can weather it. And that's kind of what
they
built.
Then they get to the World Series and they pitch one pitch and get pulled.
It's
that's
a tough
Kevin's
thing.
Favorite part.
That's insane.
Yes, the World Series, and I think the key, this is the problem with like Dodger fans and them getting all freaked out about last year, and, well, we haven't won since 88. Well, you should have beat the Astros. I mean, that's ultimately.
Well, that doesn't help.
But I'm just saying, I think it's not like they get to the World Series and they get humiliated. Now, last year they did because Boston was so much better than any other team in baseball.
Which brings me to somebody that I already miss so much. Yessi Puig.
Yeah.
He came out. He came out a couple.
Los Angeles too.
Oh, I love him so
much. Yes, he is very good. I like Cincinnati. I am going to play hard because I know I have contract. Like I can just see it. Did you see that story, by the way? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is one of the all-time great stories.
It's crazy.
On two different occasions, he tells the media. And I love his voice. And God love him for embracing English and trying to become, you know, as fluent as he can.
Agreed.
So he can do these interviews. But I do not play as hard last year because I have contract for this year. But no contract after this year. So now I will play real hard. I mean, that's the best thing
that's
ever. I guess we all know that,
bomb.
But no one ever says it.
I love a truth bomb. But he also did some truth bombs the other day about Dave Roberts and saying the reason why we lost, essentially, I will not.
Come
essentially,
on.
Do the impression.
Come on, do it.
Come on.
Were his peer pressure. Do it.
His choices.
Do it.
I can't.
We can't hear you.
No, his choices.
His choices were not that good. I mean,
at
do
what
it.
Point is Dave Roberts just going to own the fact that he made some really poor choices?
I would.
Let me ask you a question. Does he think he did?
No, he
That's
does not.
The problem.
But, okay, so.
But again, I think forget about last year. Go back 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his fault that the best closer in baseball gives up a two-run bomb in the ninth inning that had he not done that, they're up 2-0.
Sure.
It's not his fault that Clayton Kershaw had 3-run leads on 2 different occasions in Game 5 and blew them both. Like, that's, to me, it's, okay, you can second-guess him, but the World Series against the Astros featured two of the greatest pitchers of their era. One of the best closers, if not the best closer, post Mariano Rivera and Kenley Jansen, and Clayton Kershaw, who is without question the best pitcher of his era. And they both blew it in key situations where they had leads.
So what do you do with that as a manager?
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, that's not on him. You know, I mean, that's on Kershaw and that's on Kenley. You know, you're not going to pull Kenley Jansen when he's got one out and one guy on. And, you know, that's not going
to
happen.
So you think Dodgers have it to make it to the World Series. Of course, it's a long season. A lot can happen. But
yeah, I mean, the thing is, again, it's the same deal. Is the American League is just stacked. The Astros, the Red Sox, the Yankees, they
are. And that's
just
why it felt like Bryce or bust a bit.
Yeah, I guess, you know, what the people that we talk to that push back on that, they're like, Bryce had one outlier year. You know, he had one really, really good year. And everything else has been good, not superstar great. And I think that's kind of maybe where the Dodgers were. And I think they really thought Nolan Arenado wasn't going to sign a deal. And that's the guy. He's the third baseman in Colorado. He's probably the best defensive third baseman, believe it or not, better than like Brooks Robinson.
Those guys feel like they don't care about defense. I feel like Dodgers, all they care about is hitting the entire MLB.
Oh, a lot of people do. Defense is a big deal, though. Like, that's something that does actually have a pretty big impact. That's the influx of the whole analytics crowd, and they're running these metrics, and they're, you know, defensive war and all that. Yeah, there you go.
Nerds.
That stuff. But yeah, that's, I think that's kind of where the Dodgers were. They're like, yeah, do we really need a left-handed bat? No, we could probably use Arenado a lot more. And I think then there was the Mike Trout thing that they were looking at down the road, like every team.
Speaking of which, let's talk Angels.
Sure. I mean, it's fantastic. Trout.
Why does he not want to win a World Series? Why wouldn't you, as maybe the best player in baseball, go to a team where you could make
probably
almost as much money
sure
that has a chance of winning the World Series?
If someone offered you $400
yes,
and $30 million. You can't say no.
But don't you assume,
and you have no personality for endorsements?
True. Don't you assume that he could get it from another club? Maybe $380, maybe $400, whatever. Don't you assume he could get his money anywhere?
That is the unknown. This is the known. Here's my known.
Mm-hmm.
I sign this. I am guaranteed $500 million. If here's the unknown. Do I regret? I think I'm going to maybe be the greatest player in the history of baseball. I'm on that trajectory. That looks like that could happen. But I don't know what happens if something goes wrong.
It's a pretty good place to live.
Yeah.
Of course, but you would think that everybody that came up playing baseball has to be their goals to win a World Series.
And I think he probably, look, they're since.
Tell me about the rest of the Angels. Are they set up to move forward? Forward?
Their farm system is considerably better than it was years ago.
Okay.
They have a young outfielder that is one of the best prospects in baseball. Andrelton Simmons, who plays shortstop, is fantastic. They just need to get some pitching that stays healthy, and that's kind of been their deal. And you can buy it, you can draft it. I think they've got enough that Mike Trout looked at it, and he was like, and I, you know, kind of speaking to what Jensen was just saying about his lack of personality, he's not a dude that seeks it out.
Yeah.
He doesn't. So when you're in Philly or you're playing for the Yankees, you got no choice.
Yeah.
You know, when you're with the Angels, Artie Moreno is perfectly content to say, whatever, man, I got 3 million people coming to my ballpark every year. I've already got a TV deal that's locked up for $3 billion. I don't need him to do anything.
The magnifying glass is smaller.
Yeah, he's good. He's like you said, hey, I live in Corona Del Mar. This is pretty great. I play baseball in Anaheim. There's no pressure on me because everybody's, you know, focused on the Dodgers.
Sure.
If they win a World Series, great. If they don't, I'm probably still going to be the best player in the history of baseball, and that's not really my fault.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mad Money Smith.
That's it.
We're out of time. We appreciate you coming.
You're losing your
Kevin
voice.
Kevin gets really choked up when
you know what?
He leaves.
Here's what
I'm
happens.
Really upset.
I'll tell you exactly what this is. This is like Clayton Kershaw playing long toss with
How
Walker
dare you?
Buehler, that
yeah.
young fireball. And
yes.
they're like, you know what happened is he was throwing too hard.
He broke down.
You get these sweet pipes of mine, and you're trying to step to me, and you can't. Don't even try, or guess what? You're going to start choking up and get phlegmy and coughing because you can't touch this golden throat. Admit it!
Money is the defender of Kevin and Dean, right?
Admit it!
Follow Mad Money Smith on Twitter.
Chasing down
Smith.
The legend.
That's right.
PetrosandMoney.com is the website. I'm trying to give your plugs, man.
You can't do it. We have a website?
The Petros and Money Show. That's what it says here.
Yeah, airs, Petros and Money, I guess.
3 to 7 p.m. on AM 570 LA Sports, and the TV show Million Dollar Mile debuts tonight at 9 on CBS.
It's great to see all of you.
The Jussie Smollett story is just insane.
Yeah.
Just when you think it has taken as many turns as possible.
Right.
Nope. Yesterday, the bomb dropped that he's exonerated of all charges.
Clear.
Yes, I guess exonerated is what we need to ask our guest about. But yeah, he went from crime victim to indicted crime suspect. And now Jussie is saying he's back to victim. He was a victim the whole time.
They released him and they dropped all charges and cleared his record.
Yeah. They sealed the file. I guess we can't know what happened. It's all very insane.
All right. So we have Attorney Sweet James Bergener on the line. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Always happy to be here.
We have many questions.
So many.
Starting with how.
Yeah. Isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
This is more drama than Empire. I mean, this is where the real show is. My goodness.
What could possibly have happened that they literally in a day flipped everything around and changed it all?
We won't know. The records are going to be sealed, so we won't know. Now, the state attorney who prosecuted him, Joseph Maggott, still believes that Smollett filed a false police report. But he says that Smollett had faced accountability and called it a fair and just outcome. That makes no sense to me.
How is it a fair and just outcome if he filed a false police report? He basically was inciting a bunch of stuff, calling it a homophobic attack, a racial attack.
Yes.
You've done that. How is it?
The Make America Great Hat, by the way, is also like inciting people.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the whole thing is just insanity. Who bungled this that they had to just say, all right, we're out?
We won't know. Now the police detectives have asked the federal government, the Justice Department, to step in and see what happened. I don't think this is going to be the last we hear of this Jussie Smollett story. I think there's going to be an inquisition, an inquiry, and we're going to find more information as it comes along.
James, does something like this happen if witnesses fall out? Does something like this happen if there's corruption inside the inside the force? Like, what are the options that were being sealed off?
You bring up a good point here. We've got Chicago and Illinois. We've got to remember 4 of the last 7 governors of Illinois have been indicted and gone to jail. It is typically considered the most corrupt city in the nation.
Right.
The police department has spent over $700 million since 2010 on lawsuits of police brutality and legal fees and settlements. There are issues all over the board here.
Is it possible that one of those officers screwed this up so badly that they had to throw out all of the rock solid evidence that they had?
It's possible. Remember, they went to a grand jury with a sliver of the evidence, and the grand jury said there is enough to indict and enough to prosecute here. And it's been completely disregarded by the prosecution, by the judge.
Have you, James, in all of your years doing law, ever seen a police chief come out and speak so much during an active investigation and then go on a media tour? He's on Good Morning America talking about things that who knows nothing about the law, was like, should he be saying all this?
No. And prosecutors have a duty to protect and not divulge these sort of facts and information in order not to taint a jury pool. Now, this is unprecedented and just uncalled for.
Is it possible that he's the reason, he's the sole reason for this?
We won't find out for a little while, I don't think. I don't think so. I think there's enough. I mean, they could always do a transfer, a venue transfer, where you get a fair trial.
Oh, okay.
There are other procedures in place to protect him, but this is just wild.
James, what position is Fox in now? Like, they can't carry anything out against him. There's no moral clause when he's innocent, basically.
That's true. However, Empire ratings have tanked since the arrest. They have not. They are on a downward spiral. So,
but you can't fire him, right? You got to have some sort of reason, and ratings would probably get him into lawsuit territory as far as firing him because of false claims now.
Right. I don't know what is in his contract. If there's not a moral clause, then they have to. There's some other reason they could fire him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can he? A lot of people that are charged, they can't be charged again. What's that called? Double jeopardy?
Double jeopardy.
Correct.
Is that still possible? Or because they didn't charge him with anything?
correct.
So would it be easy for somebody else to take the same information and charge him with that?
Correct. The federal government could step in.
They could.
And take a look at this.
But that would seem, and remember, that would seem harsh, right? That would seem a little over the top.
Right, and he's still being investigated for the mail.
For the letter, yes.
The speculation that he mailed himself that hateful letter.
And that would be in Los Angeles, but also not that big of a crime.
No, it was Chicago.
Oh, really? That was where it was landed?
Chicago,
yes. So
no,
even if it came from it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
The penalty is up to 10 years in jail.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's still a big case.
The weird part about this case is that every single person that was a part of it 100% believes he was guilty. They have the evidence. Everybody sort of is sticking to the story.
Yeah.
And Jesse's sticking to his story as well. And because of yesterday, Jesse's story is probably going to prevail.
Yeah, James, have you ever just told a client, just deny, 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 deny? I mean, it seems like that's the winning way to go now.
It sends a horrible message to... It's just awful. It's just has created so much more tension. If he would just say, you know, the cases were dismissed. I brought this... I brought this to the... So people could feel how I feel as a gay black man... The pressure I feel, I accept responsibility for. We could deal with that. We could negotiate. We could heal. Mm-hmm. We could understand. But now it's just very confusing. Where he maintains his innocence. Are there two guys out there still wandering around with bleach and MAGA hats?
Well, they're probably there with OJ's wife's killer. So got a lot of people to hunt down now. I'm adding them to my list.
How do you see this ending? What's the next step, or is there one?
I think that the federal government, the Justice Department, is going to have to take a look at this to see exactly what's going on here. Because those are serious charges. Lying to the police is, if you lie about a minor infraction, you know, it's going to be a minor offense. But if you lie about something that's big,
hate crime,
a felony, then the punishment has to be big. This really shouldn't have involved just a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
If he's really guilty, there needs to be something.
And the message that they're sending to anyone who falsifies reports, I just feel like it opens up a can of worms. Federal has to jump in just because then what about Jussie Smollett? It will be a question that gets asked
every time.
Yeah, 15 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, James. We appreciate it. You can follow Sweet James on Twitter at Sweet James. The website is sweetjames.com and the phone number is 800-881-2021. Thank you, sir, for helping us.
Thank you.
It is 8:55, and Allie McKay is here to tell us what's happening.
Can I make a quick apology to all of the Game of Thrones fans? Stand down! I apologize for saying the woman's name wrong of a show I've never watched.
What did you say?
I said Arya Stark.
What's the real name?
Don't know.
Just not that.
Arya? Is it Arya? Arya?
That's that hotel in Vegas. That's not a name.
I apologize. I feel horrible. I've ruined many days.
You don't feel horrible.
I just do.
You're a loser.
Very, very upsetting. Honestly. 30 tweets?
Sure.
Calm your teeth.
Yeah.
All right? Go go rewatch the first season. That's what the chick whose name isn't Arya was saying. Or it is Arya.
I think it is Arya.
It's not Arya.
Well, happy we got that clear.
Listen, Ms. Stark made it very clear. All right, here's what I'd like to talk about in this one, though. It is a very sad day because we found out that the Beat vocalist Ranking Roger passed away yesterday at the age of 56. We, of course, knew the band as the English Beat, but they were called the Beat in the UK. North America, we called it the English Beat. But this man just had some of the best vocals and some of the... It's the songs of your youth. If you grew up with K-Rock, you grew up with this song. That's general public with Tenderness. But if you grew up listening to the English Beat, you know this one. Really sad turn of events for him. He suffered a mini stroke in August of 2018, and then he was diagnosed with two brain tumors and lung cancer.
Wow.
He has had
seems
a,
like a
rough,
lot at once.
Yeah, a rough go of things, but just go and listen to everything that the English Beat and general public has ever done. Ranking Roger had just such a spirit about him and such a wonderful voice. So rest in peace to Ranking Roger. And if you didn't hear this before, this is insane. Avengers Endgame has a runtime of about 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Nope.
This is according to a posting on the AMC Theaters website, which makes it the longest ever for a Marvel movie. However, once that people started seeing the posting on the AMC Theater website and people were like, that seems really long. What's happening? They have since deleted that.
But that rumor has been circling for a while. 3 hours and 1 or 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people like myself that are totally into these movies are fine with that. Because, yeah. Not fine, but okay with it. Because the other ones have been 2 hours and 40 minutes, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Not that much longer.
2012 Avengers, that film clocked in at 2 hours and 23 minutes. And then Age of Ultron came in at 2 hours, 21 minutes. Captain America Civil War, 2 hours and 27 minutes. Okay. So this is a good half an hour longer than anything you all have sat through.
Okay.
It seems long.
It's too long.
Seems long.
Every movie, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Every concert, 35 minutes.
What with concerts?
Every concert, 35 minutes.
What is wrong
with
you?
Not up-and-coming bands or whatever. Like, up-and-coming bands, 15 minutes.
You're the worst.
Every concert, you guys, you are used to very long, and that's fine, and I understand you don't want to change it up, but if we only saw 35-minute concerts for all of our life, you'd be like, that feels great.
That's four songs.
That's ridiculous.
It's a little longer than that.
That's ridiculous.
It's about 7 songs. But hits.
Well, if Muse plays short amount of time, I am pissed.
Well, no, ticket prices go down. Don't get me wrong.
True.
In your world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my universe, ticket prices are much cheaper. So that you won't have those kind of expectations. You're going to see a handful of songs.
Okay, I disagree 100%.
Springsteen would do one song and just all
story. Well,
The
Grateful Dead doesn't even do a full song.
Yeah, that's true. They just have to walk off while they're...
It's half a song.
I hate your world.
Well,
just
letting
you know. Your world sounds awful.
I do, too.
Get ready for it. I mean, it's a different dimension, but I think it's better.
How do we get there?
Well, I'll have to teach you.
I mean, but then now what you're doing is you're taking the Avengers and you're splitting it into two movies. I'd rather see a three-hour movie than split it into two and then have to wait for the second half of it for another 3 months or whatever.
What if there's an intermission and you can go use the potty or get a soda?
I like it.
Okay. But then how long's the intermission? Because not long.
Like,
the bathrooms are going to be jammed
five
up.
5 minutes
what
tops.
Do you have to poop?
It's not Gettysburg. You know what I mean? Like, this is a movie that should be a popcorn fair. It shouldn't be 3 hours, and I shouldn't have to check my phone for emergencies. This is not right. 15, 35, hour 30. That's my whole world.
What do you think Arya Stark has to say about it?
I think you got
still
it.
Right?
Congrats.
Cool. Happy birthday, Quentin Tarantino, Mariah Carey, Nathan Fillion, Polly Perrette, Fergie, and Jesse J.
Don't forget, the 11th annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness goes on sale Friday at 10 a.m. I want to tell you a story about that happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
You know, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is happening April 26th.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
At the Microsoft Theater, you got yourself some Ray Romano, some Felipe Esparza, some Adam Ray, some Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, plus the Kevin and Bean rap battle. So the relationship that I have with my daughter, I've spent her entire life saying, look, the stuff that scares you, go do it.
Right.
Because that's the stuff that really makes your life exciting.
It's like gold, yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, that's too scary, and they back off, and then they never really experience being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I've lived my life that way. If something is frightening, do it immediately. So when you brought it up in the meeting... My response was, that's so far outside our comfort zone.
Yes.
We have to say yes, because I live by that credo.
I think that's a great credo.
So I was talking to my daughter last night, and I was explaining that to her, and she said, Dad, don't you think there need to be limits?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, sure, but this is just, you know, I think it's a win-win. We go into this, and no one expects anything.
Exactly. Right. Low expectations.
So if we're terrible, it's funny, no one cares.
Yep.
If we're okay, so like we're a 0 out of 10, that's what people expect.
Yeah, they got what they expected.
If we show up and we kill.
Right, record deal.
In our heads. Uh-huh. No, it's a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
But people are like, all right.
Right.
They did better than I thought.
Sure.
So that I explained to her it was a win-win.
Yeah.
And then she stuck the dagger in my heart.
Oh, no.
And she said, honestly, I think Bean's going to step up and win.
That's an incredible bitch.
my daughter. She said, I think Dean's going to win. And by the way, not joking.
No, she wasn't.
Because I said immediately, aren't you supposed to be on my side no matter what?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. It just seems like under that pressure on the stage.
Yeah, he would step up.
He's going to step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he totally will.
I also think a lot of practice. He's a practice guy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you got to step up with practice.
Right. Yeah. All of what you guys are saying is right, mm-hmm. but yeah. my daughter.
Yeah. You expect from us.
Flesh and blood. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, come
even
on now.
Even lie to you.
Right. Yeah. You don't believe it. Doesn't matter. Just say, oh, you're going to do great and move on.
Yeah.
Mm. No. She had to spell it out.
The Vegas odds, I'm not going to lie to you, are not in your favor. I call the casino.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's
you are. What do you guys think right now? Jensen? You think Bean is going to win this?
Oh, I don't want to say that.
By the way, who's going to judge?
I think the audience judges.
The audience
judges. Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think you will do... I think if you get together with the reading,
mm-hmm.
and it's not bees and beers, I think you have a shot.
If it's not she's kerosene, right. Everything's okay?
I just think if you read it and you stay in cadence, you will win it. But I think Bean is going to do that part. Like, I think he's going to... So it's going to be about reading.
So you think he will do it, and if I do, maybe
I'll...
You got
a shot, yeah.
Really?
It's going to be about eye-hand coordination.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got that like crazy.
Okay.
Allie?
What?
Your thoughts?
We're running up against the clock. So
not really.
We have
about a minute. Who do you think's going
to
win it?
Honestly,
I just want to make sure. I want to understand if everyone's against me.
Because I'm not
against you. Then that will drive me.
I want you.
And I'll kill. Right?
Right? Spaghetti. Your mom's spaghetti and all that.
Right?
Right?
Sure.
Here's the honest to God truth.
Okay.
Who wins? We all do. Okay? We
regardless
all win,
of what
Kevin.
Happens between
regardless
Bean and
regardless of what happens, we all win.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like...
Another dodge, however.
The rap was in us along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
Wasn't the winner us the whole way?
The
what?
Winner was the rap inside of us the Whoa. Whole way. What? I mean, it's going to be great.
Another dodge.
Yeah, I would...
Who do you think's going to do better?
I would go to this just for...
Right.
The rap battle.
Another
and
dodge.
Then you see the people on the bill and you're like, what? I get these people on top of the rap battle?
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
This looks like quite the show. Tickets
I
on sale.
I want you to answer my question.
Tickets on sale Friday
Bean,
at
Kevin.
10.
Bean,
so
Kevin.
I can't wait.
Kevin Bean. Bean Kevin.
Kevin and Bean as a team will bring it home.
You're dodging. At least Jensen says he thinks Bean might practice more, and so I'm in a deficit.
That's a great way to put it.
He is practicing right now, I guarantee it.
Well, he doesn't even have the rap yet.
It doesn't matter.
He's doing other raps.
Yeah, he's met up with Stormzy over there in England.
Good pull.
He's rapping over there.
Yeah.
You get easy words that you can say consecutively.
Right.
You will be fine.
I'm not sure what that means. Allie's been very good at dodging this question.
You'll do great.
So I assume mm-hmm. that means Bean.
No.
Everybody thinks Bean is going to win.
No. We all win. I said
Yeah,
that.
I know. I heard you say that, mm-hmm. but that's a complete dodge of the actual question.
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be up to it's going to be up to practice. That's where I'm sitting. And right mm-hmm. now, Bean is I believe, is going
to
practice.
Why don't you think I'm going to practice? It scares the crap out of me to be in front of 6,000 people doing something that...
We are moving it to Staples Center. Okay. The demand was so huge.
Actually, we just moved it to Troubadour. You're in luck.
Oh,
yeah,
no, you're good.
Oh, no. Just moved it to the Palladium.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. This is trouble.
All right. It's going to happen Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater, and tickets go on sale this Friday at 10
a.m. Kevin, you're such a disease.
10 a.m.
I can't.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. Allie McKay is here with one last look at what's happening.
Is it too soon to talk about Halloween?
Yes. Wait, what are you talking
about? I think it's fine.
What's the... Continue.
I never think it's too soon. You guys know my feelings about all holidays, really. But Halloween Horror Nights, Stranger Things returns to Universal Studios Hollywood. Yes. Thank you. Kelly Sky Fedrosky. He writes for the OC Register, or as I like to call her, like Chip's BFF, her girl hang. So she wrote about this, and it had a really successful run last year. And they're doing it again, and it's going to pick up with last season.
Can I make a Halloween statement?
Yes, please.
It's not too early to talk about Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's too early to talk about Halloween costumes.
Okay.
I think that's a very easy line to draw.
All right. Understandable. By the way, the third season of the Netflix juggernaut, Stranger Things, comes out on July the 4th. And if you're wondering, wait, Allie, I know you're talking about Halloween Horror Nights, but when does it kick off? Thanks for asking. According to Kelly, I mean, check her research here, but she says Friday, September 13th. And I feel like she probably looked that up before she wrote the article.
I would assume so.
So, mm-hmm. Friday, September 13th. But we do know an all-new Stranger Things returning to Universal Studios Hollywood.
All right.
I love it. You guys, I love Halloween so much.
I do, too.
It's real
my second favorite. Holiday. Second favorite holiday.
Next to Arbor Day.
Next to Groundhog Day.
Next to 4th of July.
Oh.
Because, you know, explosions. Fireworks and sure. Explosions.
Yes. Some might say your love for America, but you're like, nope, louds. just love louds.
Plus love for America, sure. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Foods. Foods are great for July 4th.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hot mm-hmm. dogs. Right. Hamburgers.
Sure.
Anything else? Like dips or?
Dips. Nope. I love dips.
A lot of people have watermelon. Like a big like fruit display because it's July. You've got all your summer foods.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These are all good.
Just looking. You said food. I just wanted to hear more, Jensen.
Listen, I was just trying to praise our country.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. You guys, I saw this article and it just made me laugh. Here's the subject. If your boyfriend or girlfriend takes hours to text back, here's what it means.
Oh.
So
you're a loser.
Here's what it says. Writing a text can take seconds. So why do sometimes people take forever to respond? Relationship expert Susan Winter says, if you're in a new relationship with someone and they take a long time to answer you, it could be that they just don't understand how you like to communicate. And she advises people to talk to them about it. Emphasize how you feel cared for and valued when they reach back immediately. Is there no bigger red flag than saying to a guy you're just starting to date or a girl you're just starting to date, why did it take you so long to text me back?
Yeah,
that would be literally the worst.
The worst.
That's desperation. Worst. Smells of desperation, and I need to get out.
Also, codependency.
This is the worst advice you have ever given, relationship expert.
Yep.
It's insane to me.
But, can I talk in some therapy speak?
Absolutely.
Yes, it's terrible to say, but mm-hmm. if you need that,
right.
If you feel unsatisfied by someone who takes that long to text, mm-hmm. it is more important to bring it up.
Nip it in the bud than to prolong it.
Because then that person wouldn't be for you. Because texting is a huge part of our society, unfortunately.
Right.
And every time you text someone and they don't text back, if you're going to get antsy and anxious mm-hmm. and all those things, get it out of the way. Person's not for you.
All right.
By the way, that's usually $100 I charge for that.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah,
so that was
and that was free.
Yeah,
free. None of us were lying down either.
No.
So that felt good. Here's the thing with me. If I text somebody and they don't write me back right away, I assume they're busy.
Same.
And then if they never write back, I assume that's normal because they're dead. They obviously died.
Dead.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, I had this conversation recently with a friend of mine who was like, I don't know. I feel like every four texts I send, he sends one back. This just in, he doesn't dig ya. Let's move on with our lives.
Yeah.
He's just not that into you. If somebody is into you, they will respond to you. If they don't, nothing anyway.
What about non-relationships? Like the three of us text mm-hmm. and Bean, and you mm-hmm. know, we text each other. Sometimes it takes me 3 or 4 hours.
That's because I know you're napping.
Yeah, we know you're sleeping.
Okay, good.
That we know.
So all good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you
because none of you are desperate.
No, if you put that on your friends, like, why aren't you responding back to me? Calm your tees. Like, what is going on in your life that you need that validation immediately?
You mean relationship-wise or...
Friends, even.
Friends,
that's probably a much deeper thing.
Yeah.
But I think relationships, there's something going on with texting and social media and stuff where it's all part of, like, almost like winking back. Do you know what I mean? Like, it replaces sort of the handhold. God, that's so sad.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That really is bad.
But true. Yeah. But sadly true.
What about...
I text almost exclusively, though. So if I was with somebody that didn't text at all, mm-hmm. that would be difficult.
Yes. See?
True.
Or it took hours. True. You would think it's almost like, you know, that's the way people converse early in relationships.
I checked email maybe once a day, but text all the time.
Man, that answered a lot.
Yeah, that, that cleared a lot up right there. I do love, though, when somebody's like really like five texts in a row and then you just respond with a K. That delights me, and I find joy in it, and I know maybe I'm mean. Is that a masochist thing to do? But yeah. If you're texting me like, you busy? What are you up to? Hey, just had a quick question. Hey, can you get back to me? And then, okay.
Right.
Yeah, sick burn, right?
Well, I feel like you guys have already worked everything out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't need anything from me?
No.
That's when I do that.
Well, that's after the nap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So everything's all already concluded.
Yeah.
A decision has been made, and I'm not needed.
I do love, though, when we're on a group text about something in the show, and decision has been made, everything's done, and Kevin will respond to the first text in the chain.
6 hours later.
Good God, man. We've already done a new show.
I don't think we need that. It's like 6 hours. We've went through it.
We're already on planes
getting
to where we need
to be. We're doing the show.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry about that.
No issues.
So Tiffany Haddish is coming back to Netflix, and she's bringing her friends. Netflix announced that it's debuting a 6-part series produced by Haddish, Wanda Sykes, and Paige Hurwitz called Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready. And she's going to introduce us to 6 comedians who will perform. Shantae Wayans, April Massey, Tracy Ashley, Ada Rodriguez, Flame Monroe, and Marlo Williams. So I feel like she's going to be showing us people we may not know all that much about.
All right. I like that.
Okay. Look at you being a little connoisseur of comedy and sprinkling it all over the place like salt.
People can't see your hands when you're doing that. Okay.
Okay. You guys.
She's so sad and lonely.
It's true. You guys, it's true. Although I know how to text correctly, I'll say that.
But if someone was a bad texter, you wouldn't date them. That's a thing.
I think it's a thing.
I don't think it's
a thing. If they're perfect in every other way, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd make
like
them.
You're saying if a guy doesn't get back to me in a time frame that I have allotted is okay for me?
Oh, no. I'm saying like I'm making it a little further. I'm saying like a 5-hour later text would be weird.
Okay.
You're into someone, you think you're both into each other, you text them, and he texts back 5 hours later. And he does it off and on, 3 hours, and then sometimes 20 minutes later. You would be confused.
Jensen, you and I have to break up.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Just like that.
Yeah,
I'm bad at it.
He's
canceled.
Doing stuff. He's busy.
Right.
If it was like 2 days later, he doesn't dig me. It's very simple. I think I just have too much pride. Like, I would never be like, oh, why don't you text back in a better amount of time?
But I think at this point, in 2019, were you 19?
19.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's...
I agree.
Communicative skills involve texting.
I agree.
And, oh, no, 100%.
And if that's the way you do it, you should let that person know.
Agreed.
At the very least, you should just say, this is how I communicate.
I always felt comfortable texting with Danielle, and I felt that was oddly part of our communication. We didn't text a ton, but she doesn't like talking on the phone, much like Kevin said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was nice. It was like almost like talking in person.
Sure.
Do you do it on the couch, though?
Text
when
each other?
When she's next to
no,
you?
No, when she's in the bedroom, sometimes I'll write,
yeah.
The dog with you.
And she's just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 hours later.
Sends back a GIF.
By the way, Jensen texts so incredibly fast.
He's
I can't keep up. Like, he would write 5 things, and then I would try to compose one.
Yeah.
At one point, I actually texted him, stop texting. I'm not reading your answers. I need to finish my text, and then I will go back and read all of yours, I promise.
I think so I could probably get a world record.
Did he stop? Yeah. No, he did not.
What you're saying is... You told Jensen how you like to communicate.
Yes, and he didn't do it.
Proving Jensen's point.
So we had to break up.
Wow. I'm real sad we got to the bottom of this in such a sad way.
Again, I usually get paid for this.
Good times, you guys. Let's talk about birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Polly Perrette, Fergie, Jesse J, Nathan Fillion, Quentin Tarantino, and Mariah Carey. And that's what's happening.
If you missed any of today's show, by the way, Matt Money Smith was in studio talking about his TV show tonight at 9 p.m. on CBS called The Million Dollar Mile.
Yep.
That sounded great. Bob Saget was in studio.
He had a lot to say.
He's insane, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Dodgers Angels preview on the program today, and we also had the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket. We gave you the update, and you can still go to krock.com and vote on that.
The finishing four.
The finishing four right now till 9 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow we'll have another update for you. On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Get up on this. with Jensen. Soundbite bracket update. Like I said, RJ Bell, who's in the lead, of, unfortunately, in our pool for...
Yeah, but he's never won it.
He hasn't.
So I feel like maybe it's a good time. Good for you. You're in the lead. But suck it.
So let him gloat.
Things change.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Dr. Drew as well tomorrow.